Sound system ready? Toll free line operational?
You've got it dialed, so
projectile vomit man, bucket on standby.
Jack,
have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Rexall, grab 2 12 packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera, is the video camera rolling?
Up and running.
Have we spammed everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcast feed ready to go? Is WinApp geared up?
That's a check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, that's split. Everybody got their headphones and microphones on? Let's go!
To what the hell?
What the hell?
Welcome
what
once again. Hell.
And we're all in the house.
It's Sunday night.
Why don't we get something happening on the screen here? Whoa, there we go. There's a concept.
Rather than my the Ram Radio webpage, you mean?
Maybe. Yeah, just as an idea. You could put it on the cult webpage.
I could. People should visit that page from time to time. There's good stories.
Shameless plug.
Every day.
Shameless and as a matter of fact,
especially since this week it's up and running.
Yes, that's a handy thing.
Always bonus.
Remind me to stab him.
Stab who?
It's not that I want Protective Vomit Man to die. I want him to stop living. No, the trick of the matter is that we've actually, due to our rabid people sending me stories.
Rabbit.
Oh, my God. What the hell? I'm going to marry Sean Kay?
What's that about? No, that's later. Don't look at that.
I didn't see that.
Nothing. Did not see that.
Well, you got it on this giant fucking 30-foot screen in front of me.
Hey, guest 23199, now known as Z2JUJI. I don't know which name's better. What do you think, Sean?
I think it's the
Zed to Juji.
I think it's the Jewiger guy is what I think it is.
Really?
I think it is. Now would be a good time.
Okay.
To mention
our on the fly guest this week is the Jewiger guy.
We have to actually tell the story of how we came to this conclusion.
Oh, this
how did this
fucker? This fucker. I think it's this guy. Phoned me up at 5 a.m. this morning. Of course, his time is like 8 o'clock, a respectable time to wake up. And he phones me up and says, I won the contest. I want my prize. I'm like, huh? What? I won the, what's that stupid thing on MTV? Battle of these little plasticine little figures and whatever it is. That's what he said. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Whatever.
And he said he won.
Yeah,
he wants his prize, you fucker. I want my prize. And I'm like, no, it's too early, Click. And I'm like, oh, God. It's not time to call in yet, Click. It's not called time to call it, but he called my regular line because I wouldn't answer the 1-800 line off the air because that would just encourage people, wouldn't it? It costs me money. Okay. So I don't answer the 1-800 line other than the show. And sometimes not even during the show.
So the fact of the matter is we're driving around. We had to drop off some taxes today.
Taxes. Yeah, it's taxes day in Canada. I know you guys had it 15 days ago. But
so anyway, what happened is we had to go and...
Celebrity death match. There, I won the celebrity death match. Give me my prize.
And Why don't we have a celebrity death match? You're a celebrity now. And you can come down here, and I'll tether myself to you. We'll have one sharpened stick between the two of us. And we'll
give it to you first.
Okay, and I tell you what. I'll let you have the first shot, okay? Then I'll fucking take you apart. But in any case, what it is that we were driving along, and he's like, we got an interview for tonight? And I said, or James goes, no, fuck it, I don't know, maybe we should interview that Jewiger guy. And I said, why not?
Why don't we interview
this
guy?
Why don't we interview this guy? Because apparently these Jewiger guys are some Jewish nigger cross. This is what it is. This is where they get the idea.
Yeah. And
does this happen to fall under the heading of
fuck with Eat Me, fuck with you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. They're like a big rip-off of NWA, really bad music. So we'd like to
Dr.
him to phone in.
In the house. Excellent.
Oh, Rant Enki. Whee!
Rant Enki, first time. Yeah, Enki is gone from this abode. I'm all by myself now.
All by myself.
So he can do remote stuff, and he'll be typing in. And whee, I'm up, yay.
Okay, so actually, and that's Hoongan Enki, not Rant Enki.
Yeah, Mr. Rant Enki. Rank Enki.
Rank Enki. Yes, we should actually announce that. The wonderfulness
what?
That is that Hoongan Enki and Prophet Quoth are living together.
Ooh.
That's your cult paparazzi.
You got the scuttle. Ooh. That's a bit different.
Yeah, so...
So we want I want this idiot to voice what he has to say, and we'll do an interview with him, and so he can air his dirty laundry. And
so, if you want
tell
to
us all about Chewagers, because we don't want.
Well, the truth of the matter is, we got nothing better to do. So, what the fuck, you know? Also, the format. Remember last week we were talking about a format. Well, that's gone. I went out the window because it didn't work. So fuck that.
It's too much pressure, man.
We can't handle it. You're trying to refrain my fucking creative juices.
We know how to think outside the box, man. Yeah, right. Think outside the box. Kick you in the box. How about that?
So now that Enki's out of here, probably next week we'll be broadcasting from a different location.
Yeah, another room.
Another room, all the way 5 feet.
Spacious new Rant Radio studio.
It's a dedicated studio for Rant Radio.
Yeah, but it's not a different location. It's like saying I went from the kitchen to the living room. New location. No, it doesn't.
You have
work
a long
like
enough mic cord, it can work.
Wow, you know, and then next week we could do it all in the fucking hallway. Wow,
well,
we're roving Rant Radio
about
studio.
About 8 months ago,
coming straight to you.
Where did we do it 8 months ago? It was in my bedroom. Okay. And now it's in my living room.
Time we've moved locations.
Oh, it's a big fucking...
Slow down!
Whoa, don't go too fast.
Give a shit. But we're going to have a really killer room. Is there
a webcam, though? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Webcam's up here.
Maybe it's just full. Oh, it's all funky.
It's
funky. Funky fuzzy.
All right, so I'll filler in the meantime, in between time. Let's go through who's all in the house tonight. Right off the top, we got Gargoyle Sumerian. Yes, you know he's there. You know he's strong. You know he's proud. He's free and all the rest of it. Then there's myself, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. And then moving right over to our Miami, right, we have a Ronan Medic, the crazy fucker that he is.
Absolutely. Welcome back, people.
So, that's me. And then there's Ronan Medic, looking all hard. You look like a fucking Nazi death camp officer. Okay, and then we have...
Thank you, sir.
200% sexy projectile vomit man. Say hello, SBB man. Okay, that's really good.
That's good. As you can see, it's a really slim house tonight.
Not really. Not really, because we're only the ones that matter. Fuck everyone else. We have, going down
obviously
the...
Obviously the ones that matter, because we showed up.
Well, that's right. And you're the host. I'm the co-host, and everybody
else...
Well,
we have to show up.
We have to show up.
We're obliged to show up.
You're the mandatory.
They're the hardcores that
and
came in, right?
The IRC is already almost...
Look at it all.
Three-quarters of the way towards scroll bar.
That's right. Canadian neo-Nazi thingy. No, some new people in the IRC. That's awesome.
Let's see, going down, we've got Dimitri B., I think is his name, Emperor Chang, good to see you. Almost sarcastic fucker alive. Bolt Sequence, Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Hoongan Midget, Kendra, bracket, I guess. Probably just Kendra.
I am Kendra.
I, Kendra. Tatunga, what? Muffalo. Okay, whatever.
Muffalo?
Yeah, Twatunga. What? Muffalo. Anyway. It's a fucking dances with pussy joke. Okay, anyway, Nomad Buck X, Nomad Infoloop, Nomad Smokehouse, always good to see. We got Prophet 4K. Fork.
Learn to spell.
I'm going to learn to fucking, I'm so brutal. No, it is Prophet Fork, but it's spelled Fork.
Somebody's phoning in non-long distance. Shall we answer it? Or?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hi, it's your old Uncle Dak.
Uncle Dak.
What's that, Uncle Dak?
How's it going, guys?
Excellent.
Just apologizing for being a bitch and not showing up again.
Yeah, you bitch.
You suck.
What the hell do we pay you for, man?
You're paying me for this shit?
Oh, fuck. Oh, God damn it.
No, there's no money here.
No money.
No, just letting you know that this will be the last week you'll have without me.
Oh, okay. I was going... This will be the last week that we'll have with you. And I'm like, oh, my God.
This is the last time we'll hear from him ever again.
Don't do anything drastic.
Get off the bridge, Desmond. There's other ways.
But I thought you already arranged, to have Sunday nights free.
I do have Sunday nights free. It's just I have tomorrow is my my exam, and I want to be well rested for it.
I
want everyone to wish your old Uncle Dak good luck and well wishes, because I'm either going to fail and crash miserably tomorrow, or I'm actually going to get my my level 3 exam passed, and I'll actually have my first day ticket, which means I'll be able to wear Cat Out of You when you get hurt.
Either way, we'll get you Dr. Pepper.
Be afraid. Right? Be very afraid.
Actually, we'll console you or congratulate you.
Yes.
Well, I just think, I'd like to say...
Into the mic.
I'd like to say you know, Uncle Dak, that bear in mind that you've had a long, successful life with many tests, and you've always been able to rise to the challenge. And just look back on all the things that you've experienced in your life and how you've been able to overcome those.
Oh, God.
And you'll be able to see,
draw
from that, your strength. And that's the truth of that.
Jesus, shovel Uncle Dak or
hey man,
spray down
hey,
from all
hey,
the.
Hey, we got to give this brother some propaganda.
Boost
well,
him up.
I'm going to talk to you guys later, just like saying sorry for not showing up and saying good night and what the hell.
Can you do a gross hospital story remote?
I can do a I can do a quick one.
No. 10:30 later.
Call in at 10:30.
No, I'm going to be in bed.
Oh.
Call in from bed.
There's a gross hospital story.
Dude, that is a gross hospital story. Well, yeah. Call in just before you go to bed.
I'm going to bed now.
Okay. Do you want to do a gross hospital story?
I can do a gross hospital story.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. I don't know if anyone knows this, but your Uncle Dak has been taking his first aid.
Well, wait a minute. We got to do the intro.
Oh, crap. Okay, here comes the intro, you know.
Format. Well, I thought that went out the window.
That format's fucked. We still
got
to do stuff. We got an intro, we play it. I worked hard on this new intro.
And it was a good one.
It is a good one. So
it was a good one.
It was a good one.
Now it's just fucking old and tired.
Here it is. Wait 19 seconds.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross, 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 gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Okay, well, that was it?
Yeah, that's it. We're all cool now.
That's it? Okay, fine. All right, so I don't know if you all know this, but your old Uncle Dak has been taking his first aid course, the level 3. That's the big one up here. That's almost like a paramedic.
We didn't know that, actually.
Not really. There's a whole bunch that's missing. If you want to know about that, if you just ask, is it Ronan Medic that's over there tonight?
Yes, sir.
And is I didn't know if he was a Ronin. I know he was like one of those culters, but, you know. So, anyhow.
Culters. Cultists. Cultists. Is it culters or cultists? What is the plural, Sean?
Well, it's like legion. I am legion, for we are many.
We are cult.
We are cult.
For I am cult.
I am cult. We are cult.
Wouldn't you like to be a cult, too? Okay. So, anyhow, my instructor is telling me about a really nasty accident that she had one of her students have. Apparently, this fellow is working with an oil pump.
Ew.
And the oil pump, it basically pushes the oil out at like so many thousands of PSI. I don't know what the hell it was for. And apparently this guy, like an idiot, shoved his hand in there.
Hey, what's down there?
Natural selection at work, once again.
The oil was squirted into his hand under high, high velocity. So the first aid attendant gets there, and he has this guy with a kind of a swollen hand. He's like going, this really, really hurts. So he kind of palpates it. That means you touch it and just basically pokes it. And he has some oil leak out, so he cleans it off, and it's really, really puffy and swollen, and he touches it again, and more oil leaks out.
Oh.
Well, they basically decided we better send him to the hospital.
Brilliant move.
Guess how much oil was injected, and I mean injected, into this guy's hand?
I have no idea. 4 liters.
Not quite that much. This guy had half a quart of oil.
Translate that
inside his hand.
Translate that for Canadians?
What? What is that for half a Canadian? That'd be like about 500, not quite, yeah.
Yeah, almost 500 milliliters there, Uncle Dak.
Wow.
So one bottle of Dr. Pepper injected into your fucking hand.
Yes, it was high pressure put in.
All nice oil drenched and everything. We're talking, this is industrial crude.
Industrial crude injected not through a needle, boys and girls, because it's just his hand. That means it went in forced into your pores.
Yep.
Under high pressure, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Good for the bloodstream, I'm
saying. Yeah,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, really good.
If the man kept his hand, it'll be a miracle.
No, apparently they managed to save the hand, but it took something like 6 surgeries to get all the tissue and everything fixed up.
Oh, fuck. That's got to fucking...
Skin grafts and all sorts of other things.
No Vaseline when you jerk off.
Naturally self-lubricating hand.
Self-lubricating. So who have we got all there tonight? I can hear the man there. I know you're there, Sim, and I know Medic is there. Who else is there?
Projectile Vomit Man.
Projectile Vomit Man. Anyone else?
That's it. Slim Pickens tonight, but
we
talk loud.
Sorry, guys. Well, I will be there next week. I will tell you basically how badly I fell on my face or whether or not I squeaked by, because we know two things that's going to happen, nothing else.
Okay. Well, we're hoping you squeak by.
Yep.
Or better.
Have a good night, guys. What the hell?
You too.
All right, now we're going to go back to the MRC, because now it's really full.
Sorry, guys.
From the top, we have Dimitri B., Emperor Chang, Fall Sequence, Quest Tripper Rooster. Good to see ya. Gargoyle Josh K., Gargoyle Mr. Echo, up there in Alaska. Gahungan Midget, good to see ya. Part of the California cult. Kendra, Kurt Burt, can't be in the house tonight, but he's here. Mr. Burns.
Excellent.
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns is new.
You can always be counted on for a bon mot.
And let's see, we have Nomad Buck X, Nomad Imploop, Nomad Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Smokehouse, the man, the myth, the legend. Prophet Fork, the crazy motherfucker. We got your JPEG up. And I know I haven't changed Fork's paragraph, but that's coming as soon as Hungan Inky makes me a thing that I can edit the roster. So everyone is like, oh, my roster isn't updated. Fuck off, okay? Just fuck off. I don't have an editor yet, so just relax. Be happy the fucking page is up. Don't give me any shit. We have Prophet Scribe. Hello, Scribe. Looking forward to the barbecue, buddy. Prophet Zero Zerstor. Zerstor. Prophet Zerstor. Rant Enki, which is actually Hungan Enki.
Hungan Enki, change your damn
name. I don't know if he knows how to change his name or not.
He knows how to change
Special
his name.
Special Sauce, who hasn't been here
hey,
before.
Hey, Special Sauce.
Welcome, Special Sauce.
Z2 Juji and Prophet Spidier. Prophet Spiders. I think he's up in Powell River, too.
Yeah? Got some Powell River recruiting up there going.
Oh, that's where the whole of Prophet Scribe.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a Prophet Stronghold, actually. The whole Sunshine Coast is pretty much dominated by Prophets.
Excellent.
So it's pretty good. So, in any case, let's... I'm not looking at the page. I'm not looking at
the
page.
No, this is fine. You can look at this.
Oh, I can look at this?
It's something I'm going to play for you later.
Oh, well, there's some things to show. And there was,
No. It's okay. It's all good.
What is that? I'm Grinder.
Okay, from M. Grinder, this is a little thing that he sent to me. I've managed to get you a listener in Singapore. Keep it up. Yeah, I got in contact with this psycho chick Nine Inch Nails fan, so I told her about you, and after she listened, she was like, I'm going to marry Sean Kay. And he goes smiley. What can I say?
Really? I wonder
Singapore chick.
A chick in Singapore?
Yeah.
We have to move into the Asian market. We have no cult members in Singapore.
Very true. No overseas. We've only got in Canada and U.S. right now so far.
Absolutely.
But it's spread out.
M. Grinder isn't in cult either. That brother should be in there, too, if he spreads out.
Let us not forget Bosnia.
True. John in Bosnia. Is he?
No. He hasn't joined cult.
Okay.
He hasn't been.
No pressure.
He hasn't. No. Well, he hasn't submitted. We don't know if he will. I mean, it's not... I have rejected people. Just in case everyone...
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
I didn't know this.
Oh, no. I've rejected people.
There are standards.
Yeah, we have rejected
people. Sure. Actually, and I probably...
Like if they check off the little boxes, are you a member of the FBI?
No. You know... fuck! Wow. That's all kinds of wrong.
This thing was...
Hey, did I see that on Alien Autopsy? Smack! This is your son! Wow, genetic engineering gone horribly fucking wrong.
This was sent in by the guy we interviewed last week, Torin, from Dark Stillside Thickets, and he says, here's the race of the future.
Oh, wow.
What is this?
A very happy child.
I don't think so.
Why is she smiling?
This is the skin and systemic diseases.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that's tasty. Fucking great. I love systemic diseases. They're really cool.
Wait, all bad.
So in any case, if anyone is listening from other countries, that is outside the United States and Canada,
We
need cult members there.
We
do. Email me at kennedy@rantradio.com. We'll see what... Wow, look at everybody just showing up.
Holy cow. See, I told you. They would show up. We've got cult minus.
If you broadcast, they will come.
Yeah, that's right.
Cult minus.
Cult minus. Is he against the cult?
No,
negative cult. I am cult non.
I am not a cult member. Well, that's all good, you know. But that's funny. That's funny. I think that's really cool.
We've got that crazy Nixter guy has done some very cool things.
Nixter is fucking sexy.
So we should go to his webpage now. Oh, cult minus left, so that's okay.
Yeah, check this guy's page out. He's got some awesome stuff.
But
shit
he's done some updates, so we're going to check it out right now. And everybody in the IRC should check it out, too. If you want to get to the IRC.
You can read along with us in our book.
If you want to get to the IRC.
Just call the beep.
It's in the Delnet servers in the Rant Radio channel.
If you don't know how to get to the IRC, you're a fucking idiot.
Or, yeah, if you're a fucking idiot, you can go to the webpage and click on chat, www.rantradio.com.
Go from there.
So click on enter on Nixter's page there, and then scroll down to the bottom and click on Rant Radio. And we've got the little flashy open 24 hours Rant Radio at the top there. We've got the...
Ooh, neon.
What the hell show?
What the hell show? You put your little mouse over it.
Thing. Yes.
Or if you prefer cult, we cult will thing. Get you.
Yeah, I've seen that one before. He sent that to me. He's actually, and Love That Nixter is working on a Splash intro specifically for the cult thing.
Really?
Yes, he wow. is.
That's yes. excellent.
Between him and Capone X, we've got the whole web design thing just completely
together. Oh, yeah.
Together.
They're the masters.
Well, dude. With him and, let's not forget, Prophet Forks Art. I mean, the fucking guy. I wanted a symbol, and he's like, here you go, bang, here's the new
Nomad. The
Nomad, logo,
right? Yeah, we got the new Nomad logo. Yeah, I don't know if you announced that last week.
No, we still, they're still
listed. It is up.
It is up. It's on the page, but they're still listed as floaters. Relax, fucking will ya.
You're not floaters, you're Nomads.
Enki has been moving, okay, and he's got, like, Prophet Quoth Women, and she has needs, puts high demands on him. So
that's right.
He's very spent.
Not to mention, she fulfills his needs.
No. He survives. He locks himself in the bathroom, and... I've seen Prophet Quilt. She's crazy. She the shit she does with whips and stuff. That's,
yeah, don't ask.
Who can tell a good joke?
Who can tell a good joke?
Yeah,
I'm probably the best joke teller here.
Okay, this was sent in from Squiggy Wiggins,
mm-hmm.
and it's right in the page there. If you want to tell that joke, Sean,
can
you read it? Or?
I got to read it first, so just fill it.
Okay. So if you do have some stuff that you want to send in, jokes, rants, anything like that, web pages, you can ICQ me, 51-5558, 51-5558. Or you can upload it to our FTP site, ftp.rantradio.com, in the incoming channel. And that's where we got an incoming folder. That's where we get a lot of stuff. So Sean has smiled, and he's given the approval. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so this young fellow's going along. He drops his girlfriend off at her house after being out with him, so they're out for the night there. And you get the front door, and he leans up against the house with one hand. He says to her, so, how about a blowjob? What? She yells, are you crazy? Don't worry, it'll be quick, he assures her. He says, come on. She goes, well, someone might see us. Come on, babe, it's just a small blowjob. I know you'll like it. Well... I don't know. Baby, don't be like that. Come on, just give me a blowjob. Well, I'm not sure, you know, I mean... I don't really know you. And all of a sudden, the door opens up. And the girl's younger sister shows up at the door in her nightgown. Her hair is all a mess, and she's rubbing her eyes. And she looks at him and says, Dad says either you blow him, or I blow him, or he'll come downstairs and blow the guy himself if your boyfriend doesn't take his hand off the intercom. Which is pretty fucking funny. Anyway, so there you are.
That's pretty good.
That's our joke.
So we got some news of the week, so I'm going to queue up the news of the week little thing.
We got some other rants and shit to play.
Too. Oh, yeah, we got some rants.
We got some crazy shit going on today. Lots of stuff. So what's the news of the week?
As soon as I find the intro, and there it is. And
it's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51-5558. And now for the news of the week.
Oh, okay, we're back. I'm just searching frantically for the link to find.
You could just go through.
Oh, Rant Enki finally found it. How to change his fucking name.
Wow, well done.
Prophet Ranson Girl, yay.
Here's the first one. Sweet and sour savior on a stick.
This recipe is on the cult page.
Yes.
What?
It's a famous Roman recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Famous Roman recipe. This
Christ kebabs for the financially challenged. Kebab ingredients. One aged corpse on a stick, approximately 2,000 years old. 1 cup of cooking oil. 1/2 cup of meat tenderizer or 1 meat tenderizer mallet. 1 teaspoon of
cumin.
1 teaspoon of oregano. And 1 teaspoon of basil. Also, any mixture of vegetables you like. Sweet and sour ingredients. 16 ounces of tomato sauce, 1/3 cup brown sugar, 14 ounces of cranberry, blah, blah, blah. Combine all sauce ingredients and mix in blender or food processor with a metal blade. Pour in 4-quart oven-proof stewing pot and let simmer over medium heat while you prepare the Jesus. The secret to this delicious meal is picking the right Jesus. Despite everything you may have heard, real Jesus are not white meat. They're, in fact, darker meat. Be careful to get the real McCoy sugar. Next, examine your Jesus carefully. Make sure that there are no welts or splinters from the stick it is tied to. Remove your savor from the stick it's attached to. Be sure to save the crown of olives, as they can be used as a garnish for your kebabs. Next, you must drain your savor. You must do this by hanging your savor upside down and letting it drain via the handy puncture wounds included in your own personal Jesus. Do not throw out the blood, as it will make an excellent wine for your dinner. Alternatively, as any Zian will tell you, you can cleanse yourself in said blood. Now it is time to tenderize the meat. There's two ways to do this. You can let your savior soak in a half a cup of meat tenderizer for an hour or so, or you can use a meat tenderizer mallet and pound the Jesus for 10 minutes. If you do the former, be sure to add cumin, oregano, and basil, then proceed to soak the savior. The mallet method, however, has an added bonus. If you haven't already drained the wine out of your savior, it will be much easier chore now, as it will most likely be a bloody mess. It'll also be a good way to let off steam after a hard day. At the same time, heat a skillet or walk with 1 cup of cooking oil. After you've pulverized Jesus, slice Jesus into square pieces and place in the skillet or wok. Place Jesus in the sauce and cook over low heat for 15 minutes. Serve with blood wine and garnish with a crown of olives.
That's like so bad.
I mean, if we weren't going to hell before.
I'm going to heaven. I don't know about you, asshole. I'm all going to heaven.
Oh, yeah. So,
what's up? Not Aliens parody. That's too funny because we had that linked on the cult page.
Oh,
which is the reason why you must check the cult page daily.
Daily.
It's funny. We've been beating Slashdot. We've been beating Hacker News with Decker News.
Oh, yeah.
We've been beating most of the major websites.
So if you want the
handily, by like a day.
So if you want the news first, go to cult.rantradio.com.
Because, no shit, I have more than, 35 or 40 bookmarks that are my daily checks. I spend about 2 to 3 hours a day.
We get the news to you first.
Yeah. Hoon Yanenki is convinced I am a gargoyle, but I'm really not.
Pound your Jesus just sounds wrong, says Smokehouse.
I'm inclined to agree with him.
So this one, in the ongoing battle against free speech, and I don't know if any of you went to that What's Up Alien parody, or did we do that at all last week?
I don't think we did.
This happened really quickly.
It was on the page, so the cult members all know about it.
So if you know what the What's Up is, then haha, good for you. If you don't know what it is, it's a Budweiser takeoff commercial, and people have been doing...
They took the audio, and then they took the pictures of the alien.
That's right. So what somebody did is took the pictures of alien and did a mouth...
Moving thing.
Funny as fuck. They took it down because... it's a picture copyrighted by Alternative Press. Associated Press. I don't know why I always call it. So the Associated Press guys, they take that down. They saw a picture. And he went, okay. Well, he sent him a letter, right? He said, take it down. It's our picture. And he went, okay, I'm taking it down. I'll put up your letter instead. And this stupid idiot put up his telephone number, name, and address. This site was getting 60,000 to 100,000 hits a day. Guess what? His phone doesn't work anymore. He had to disconnect the phone and, erase his mailbox and everything.
The guy who runs the site, this Sean Boner guy, he put his phone number and address up there?
No, not his. The Associated Press guy's phone number. Because the Associated Press said, take it down. So he said, fuck you. I'll take it down, but guess what? You're going down with me.
You want to go down? Want to play? Let's play, fuckface.
And to top it all off, a day later, he's got 10 mirror sites up. Oh.
Oh,
now
really?
You're fucked, and people can still see it.
Yeah,
what are you going to do? Take it down again?
Why don't you say, not fuck with the Deckers? How about that?
One turns to 10, 10 turns to 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't say, take it down on the internet.
Yeah.
If something's popular and you say take it down, you're going to be fucked, and it's going to be all over the place, such as an example for the DSS CSS code for DVDs. It's illegal. You can't have it.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Everyone has it now.
Now everyone has it. Go ahead. That's why I'm waiting for some asshole to come up to me and go, Sean Kennedy, you should go to jail because he's broadcasting Rant Radio. And we get a billion hits. A billion.
Oh,
cult
yeah.
Cult is spreading like wildfire. I'm getting at least between 5 and 10 applications a week. And it's only going to get bigger. And slowly the hardcores who are in there, guys like Fork, like Capone X, like all the guys, Smokehouse, all those guys who are in the house, they're going to be there, and they're going to be there just spreading the word. So it's like this. Cult's going to take over later when we spread it ourselves, or you can attack us and we'll take over now.
That's right.
There's no fucking stopping it, man. Cult will take the internet.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Will. We wait. Are the organization of counterculture.
Wait till Sean is on the cover of Time.
Oh, yeah. And I will.
And he's screaming at you out of the pages.
Oh, yeah.
Timer Soldier of Fortune.
Oh, no,
actually,
no,
I was thinking
great.
More commonly on the post office walls, actually.
No, it'll be awesome because.
Wanted dead.
Oh.
America's most
yeah.
wanted.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fucking crazy.
So which spot on the FBI top 10 are you aiming for? Number one or five?
You can judge a man.
Sneak in at number 10.
I say that you can judge a man by the caliber of his enemies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If I piss off enough people by saying what I want to say. And the thing is that I'm not sitting there, mister. I am fucking called. I am high and exalted. Mighty. If anybody out there is actually listening is thinking, well, Kennedy does it. Cult stands for Kennedy's Uber League Terrorist. That's tongue-in-cheek, asshole. The thing is called Cult. I had a magazine called Brainwashing. What do you think? I'm fucking serious?
No,
huh?
Kidding.
Come on now. Give me a fucking
break. A little too blatant.
Yeah,
I think.
It's a little bit too blatant. You know, if I was trying to hide the fact that I'm calling it a cult, that'd be...
You'd be like Kennedy's Sunshine.
Kennedy's, yeah, we're the
group.
Divine right wing ultra path of the chosen sunlight of the fucking my ass. No, it doesn't work like that. I'm just a fucking guy who has a gift to maybe gab a little bit, and I've been able to talk to a great number of people. The more people I meet through the internet. The internet drives people apart. They're not bringing people closer together.
Well, we're going to change that.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's right. And that's why all these people, they want the hacker's a loner. The lone hacker with no friends.
No.
He's got no friends. Motherfucker, if you're in cult, you can go to the page and check how many friends
check
you
your
have.
Friends.
Check your friends. Who's
check
online?
Check where they
now?
Are.
Check where they are. You will eventually... Look at the Masons to shame. The Masons are dying, by the way.
Are they?
A lot of people don't know this. This is an update. I was a Freemason. Actually, a lot of people don't know that either, but I went through the initiation rites. So, dun, dun, dun. But in any case, the Masons are dying out because they're all fucking old. And in third world countries and shit, they're very, very big. But they have problems with the whole recruiting phase in North America.
Prophet Spidey asks, how do I join?
How do I join?
How do you join?
Well, Prophet Spidey's already in. But
the greater power light. Warriors of Sean's ass.
Well, we'll tell you.
Sean's ass light warriors. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
That's a good one.
Oh, God. Well, you can make that your subgroup. You can be the S-A-L-W. Sal W. Sean's ass light warriors.
Light ass warriors.
Slaw. Yeah, the slaw. Anyway, or Kennedy's light ass warriors. Claw. There you go.
Fume is pretty close.
But in any case, no, in all seriousness.
But it's so you can go to any town. You have friends in that town.
And people are going to be moving when people have
that's right.
And whatnot. Hammer, by the way, sent me an email. He's in Amsterdam.
He's
doing quite well in Amsterdam. He's running around.
Unfortunately, we don't have any cult members in Amsterdam yet.
Ilian Gonzalez, but, ha-ha. Sean said, but. good to see you.
Hey, Ilian.
Good to tuning see you in from in the thing tonight
Cuba?
There. A lot of people, no, go back to Cuba. Don't make fun of Ilian, boy. A lot of people.
Hey, Ricky.
You'll notice that I don't really talk about Ilian Gonzalez that much, and I will explain that.
Okay. I got a quote.
Probably the same reason we never really talk that much about Monica Lewinsky.
Has everybody seen that picture, right? You've all seen that picture of the gun and...
Oh, yeah, little Ilian, he's all crying and
best
shit.
Best quote I heard for that is, this is how you smoke a Cuban.
Wow. Yeah, I'd walk 10,000 miles to smoke a Cuban. No, but the truth of the matter is that people go and they want to know why we don't comment on the shit in the tabloids.
Rancid girl.
The truth of the matter is that, you see, that is not information. Whenever that's actually
distracts you.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, you should be aware of that. When things like Ilian Gonzalez show up.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, it's no, there's a reason
for it. It's a kid.
Yeah, but there's a reason for
well,
that.
We must have rallies.
We have to, at that point, when you, SI Nature Cult, Sean K would be the more beautiful local than a recruit.
Sean K is asinine nature cult. Skank, would there be any more beautiful logo on a recruitment button?
Anyway.
Okay.
So, all right, you can go logo fucking mental. Everybody's going to fucking go logo mental. All right. In any case, listen up, all right? The reason why is when shit like that shows up, what else is going on in the news? Well, there's the World Bank thing, Remember yeah. that? That's big.
There's things that actually affect your life.
Yeah.
Notice how there's...
But what about aliens?
Yeah, so what they do is when shit like this World Bank thing happened, they go, okay, we need to keep people busy. So let's fucking blow up Ilion.
Yeah.
And if you think that's an accident, you're fucking on crack.
Yeah,
that is
it's
a chosen,
no accident.
That's no accident. Oh, I was an ice skater and I got my leg broken. Who gives a fuck? Okay, there's people killing each other for their shoes, not more than, like, in the country you live in.
Okay, like,
there's kids starving probably in your fucking neighborhood.
Yeah, there's this kid on the street, down the street from Elian's house, and they're, like, focusing on this poor kid.
Poor
Shall he go
Elion.
With his well-off parents here or well-off parents there?
Oh, well, there's kids in Mexico who are being tortured right now. There's kids in South America who are being killed because they're fucking street burning for a price of $50 a head.
But he's
I know,
because
I had offered to go do the job.
But
okay.
he's a cute kid, and
but
it sells
cute.
Papers.
No, he's cute, though. Fuck him, man. He should get hit in the head with a mining pick. Who gives a shit?
Story
Reality
over.
Done. It's over. Done. Who fucking cares? Bang! You die. Sorry, Ilion. You're just another statistic, because that's the real world. Let's talk about people that are existing in our world today. Let's talk about the kids in my neighborhood. Let's talk about the fucking kids who are starving. Let's talk about the fucking crack babies, crack mothers. Let's talk about our economy. Let's talk about the projects, which are the ghettos, which people are trapped in. Interesting word. They're called projects. I live in a project. I'm feeling kind of Dachau sort of campish going on.
Sort of experimental kind of thing.
No.
Round them all up.
That's fucking wrong, okay?
Yeah.
And that's entirely what cult is about, because nobody in cult gives a fuck about Ilion Gonzalez. Okay, fuck him. All right, we've got no time for it. I'm more interested in figuring out what the fuck is really going on with the world. I want to know what they want to take my attention away from. I want to
yeah.
know what that is. So when
what's
you see
on
shit
page
like this,
12?
Yeah, or what's not in the paper?
Yeah,
when this
even
kind
more
of shit
so.
Starts showing up, you better turn the fucking sensors up to 55, man. Just crank 11 past it. Just spin that dial and turn it way out. So that you can sit there and you can go, whoa, hey, what's really going on? They're trying to distract me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a warning sign. That's an alarm in your head, and you should be really on the alert. There's a lot of people getting really scared, man. A lot of shit's coming down. You look in the news now, they put a guy, it's on the cult page, they put an 18-year-old in jail because he sent an email talking about, I should go Columbine.
Right.
Just like people said, I'm going to go postal. The kid got 4 fucking months in jail.
Just for,
saying something.
He did nothing. He,
you know. Oh,
I'm sure there's people all day long say stuff like that, even
I
before it.
I talk about hitting people in the head with mining picks. I talk about burning down
jail
fucking,
for you. No free
down.
Speech for you.
Put me in jail. Come get me, mother. Oh, wait. I'm Canadian. That's right. And you can't touch me with your laws. Fuck you, chances. So there's not much you can do there, Uncle fucking Buck.
Prophet, who is this?
On the other hand...
Prophet Scribe's going to phone in a little bit later with a live rant. He's going to phone in.
On the other hand,
right
on the subject of being Canadian, if we happen to start, you know, going into about, you know, bullshit about the Holocaust not being real or some shit like
God.
That.
Yeah.
Then we could all be thrown in jail in Canada because we'd be promoting hate literature and such.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there was that guy in Toronto who said the Holocaust wasn't real.
Yeah.
Which, that I marvel at that. How the fuck does that
that's
work?
Pretty
he's pretty brave. But, I mean, who cares? Ignore him. Right?
Well,
that's
no.
really nice that you don't think it was real, but...
No.
Have you ever
funny.
Fucking talked to one of the fucking soldiers who went into one of the fucking camps?
Seen the pictures?
Like, did you know there's camps, eh?
No, I think...
You know,
I think
the camps are still there, eh?
Oh, yeah, well,
a lot of those
children there every summer, and they come back after 2 weeks, yeah.
A lot of those people say, well, it wasn't 6 million, it was only about 3 million.
Oh, wait.
It's like, who cares? 3 million?
Oh, it wasn't 6 million, it was only 3 million.
And?
You know, they got these trunks
full... Well, that's only half of them.
All right.
They got these trunks full of teeth, eh?
Yeah.
And they're real teeth. You know,
hey,
you
I really
see them.
Hey, give them some lampshades.
Yeah,
and they got these wallets and some soap and buttons.
Oh,
and,
yeah, those are good, too.
You know,
yeah.
and,
Pang!
You know, I'm sorry.
Pang! Here comes the shovel.
Here comes the Soviet Spetsnaz right up your ass. Smoke! I got this shovel here, fiberglass handle, rubber reinforced with a chrome tip polish. What are you doing, son? I'm just going to take my shovel for a walk. And the Holocaust never happened. It was a big... Pang! Oh, my fucking, mine head. Pang, 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 spear. Dig, slove. Fill, pat.
Walk away.
Fuck that. I'm sorry, man. I got a big shovel with your fucking name on it. Because that's all the weapons we can carry in Canada.
Shovels.
We can't carry guns.
That'd be dull shovels, too, I think.
That'd be dull shovels, yes.
Yeah.
No, well, that's after the first attack, and then it'll be a shovel, and then they'll take the blade off, and they'll just have a pole.
And then they'll ban wood.
No, no, no. And then they'll ban wood.
Blunt trauma can kill just as easily as sharp.
Well, that's okay, then.
It'll be a little bit messier, I don't know.
I'll walk down the street, grab some fucker, and kick the living shit out of him until he dies, and then I'll get banned.
I found something accidentally today that I think Sean will get a kick out of, and all the cult members, too.
Okay, what is
it? And I haven't played this for Sean, but...
this should be good.
It's, I like it. Here we go.
Hey, man, I'm joining a religious cult.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm joining it, so you gotta sign up, too.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't fuck me on this, man. Just sign up.
No, I'm not gonna join a cult!
I can't believe you're pulling this shit on me after Monday night.
What?
I wanted to watch Monday Night Football, and you wanted to watch that other show, and we watched your show. I did that for you!
Yeah, well, you kept flipping back to the game.
I wanted to see the fucking score! What do you gotta do that's so fucking important? You can't join the religious cult with me!
Well, I was gonna go sunbathing.
Oh, boy. No, no, I don't think you should do that, because this guy Russell, he's the leader guy of the cult. He was rambling on during one of the speeches about the sun being bad, like the beast can't come out because the sun's too bright and it hurts his eyes and stuff. You show up all sunburned, that guy's going to be pissed at you and me.
Well, I'm not in the cult, so I don't have to worry about pissing the leader guy off.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guy's been saying. Some of it makes a lot of sense.
Well, good, but I don't want to join the cult. I can still hang out. I just won't be in it with you.
The point is, I'm not going to have time to hang out with you because I'm going to be fucking busy with this fucking cult.
We'll visit on weekends. We'll work
no,
it out.
No, the weekends are like the busiest time. That's when we go to flea markets and fucking malls and talk people into joining, man.
Can I just join for a little while? I told my dad I'd visit him in Florida in 3 weeks.
You'll ask them, but we gotta join now.
Well, what's the hurry?
There's a girl I wanna meet there! What the fuck's your problem?
Well, I mean, I don't really have to believe in this stuff, do I?
No, no! Just fucking tell everybody you believe in this shit. When they say the sun sucks, go, yeah, fuck the sun, I fucking hate it too. Long live the fucking beast.
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
Look, they're gonna give you clothes, they're gonna give you a free haircut, you're gonna get food.
It's not gonna be one of those weird haircuts, is it?
It's gonna be a haircut, alright? You said you need a haircut, they're gonna fucking cut your hair. You're going in saving $12. Just fucking do it!
You think the hot girl has a friend for me?
Probably. I don't, and if she doesn't, she'll go out and recruit one for you.
Well, alright. But hey, if I don't like it, I'm gonna escape, man.
Okay, that's up to you. 3 weeks later. Hey, buddy. Are you glad you did this?
Oh, this is the best thing I ever did. Thank you.
And you're not mad at them making you kill your father, are you?
You know, it's like they said. It was the only way to save him.
You're a good guy.
You're a better one.
Thank you for listening to What the Hell Show on Red Radio.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
Alrighty. I'll do the phone.
All right, scribe, call.
Now.
Now.
You know the number.
In any case, prophet.
God.
Needs the 1-800 number.
Needs the 1-800. I need the 1-800. Oh, God, here we go. Oh, that's anyone who's wondering, you know, that cult fucking thing? Yeah, we're going to be throwing that into Cool Edit, and we're going to chop the living shit out of that.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Or we're going to make that thing just a cult intro. That's going to be so sweet. Oh, fuck, that's, yeah. That's the good stuff. I'm sitting there crying.
Oh, it's just beautiful. I listened to that one. Wow.
Wow.
It's just
great.
Full of
it's
quotes.
Just a fucking cult. Just fucking join it. We're going to be busy doing cult shit. Like burning shit down. Oh, you're shooting at your imaginary friend in a van full of nitroglycerin. You know, it'll be fucking good. It'll be great. God damn it. I think the caffeine's kicking in.
So.
Too much acetylcholine feeling teeth wiggly. Cut down the 93 milligrams. What movie was that from? Anyone know?
No.
Anyone? It was RoboCop 2. Anyway, fuck.
I never saw that.
Never saw RoboCop 2?
Never even seen RoboCop 1.
What?
I know. It's sacrilegious, I know.
It is.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Prophet Scribe.
Yep. All right, I'm going to set him up. All right, everybody, listen the fuck up. This is Prophet Scribe. He's one of my personal friends and one of the original members of Cult. So let's hear what he's got to say.
All right, well, you know, it's Sunday. It's been a pretty good day. It's been raining, but, you know, it's been a good day. All right, been a day off and stuff. And two little things that that just fucking ruined it for me right near the end. You know, one's really minor, and one is something that happens all the fucking time, but until you see it, it doesn't really piss you off because it's always in the background. The first was something stupid. There was just a couple of kids who live up on the corner near the street, and for some reason they decided it would be fun to drive their car on my landlord's property because he's got this little trail that runs between the lot where we are and a big empty lot full of trees that he owns. And everybody walks down this little trail, this little dirt road, because they think that it's like a public trail or something, but it's not. It's actually his property, but he doesn't care. He doesn't fence it off. He doesn't do anything about it. But these kids parked their car down there for some reason. It's not insured. I don't even think they're of age to drive. They just use the car to bomb around the little back roads back here. And they freaking dump the car back down there and leave it there and walk away. And my landlord comes home, parks his truck behind it, takes a look at the car, pops the hood, disables it so they can't drive off with it, then leaves. And while he's gone, the kids come back. They try to start the car. They can't get rid of it. And so then they take off again. And then he finally comes back, starts up the car, takes it up to the house, which is just like three doors down, and just as I was taking my wife to work tonight, I could see him. He had just driven the car up there, and you could see him just yelling, shaking his finger, and just yelling at the mother of these kids, right? And I don't know what he said, and I don't know what the whole deal was. I have to find out what's going to be going on with it. But for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. The kids were driving their car on his property. They ditch it there. They leave. They come back. They don't say a fucking word to anybody. And just the intelligence required to have a complete lack of respect for someone else and their property and just their space, it just baffles me. And, you know, you don't want to judge all the kids everywhere as being this irresponsible, but you just got to fucking wonder what makes these guys tick. But that's fine. So I'm taking my wife to work, and on the way to work, we stop, and she's getting a bite to eat for her night shift tonight. And I'm sitting in the fucking parking lot. This cab pulls up right in front of me. This cab driver, and I've seen this guy around town. Powell River's a small fucking town, okay? There's only a couple of cabbies in town. You see them all the time. It's the same guy. He pulls up his cab. This teenager walks up to the fucking door where he's sitting there. You see the hands go back and forth. The kid holds up, shaking, this little Ziploc baggie full of, what is that, parsley? I don't know. What is that? I don't know what that is. Then he fucking stuffs it in his pocket, and he walks away, and the cabbie drives off, right? And I'm just fucking sitting there. I'm waiting for my wife, and I'm just fucking sitting there watching these two guys do their little fucking drug deal. And it was right in fucking front of me, and I was like, it's a fucking parking lot. There was nothing keeping anybody from seeing what they were doing. I saw them. Half a dozen other people are walking by, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I've got this little softball bat I keep in my car in case some fucker ever decides he's going to go road rage on me. And I was so fucking tempted just for that split second that I got the road rage, and I was like, man, I should beat both your fucking heads in. Like, what is wrong with you? Okay, the fucking scuzzy cab driver, I've seen him around before. I've never seen him doing anything like this. Now I fucking know, and it doesn't surprise me by his fucking appearance. And then he's just a teenager. He's fucking underage, you know? Like, why should I care why this kid goes and smokes up and fucking gets high and, you know, ruins his fucking life forever starting at 16, you know? But it doesn't matter, because if he starts now, he either gets out of the harder shit, and then he's fucking breaking into my car or my house or my business, fucking ripping me off to get his fixed, or the fucking cabbie is, you know, fucking killing the brain cells off half the kids in town if he's doing this shit, and who knows who else. It just made me want to just go and beat both their asses for being that stupid, and just the balls that it takes to fucking do that in broad daylight in the parking lot. This guy's driving a fucking cab with his company's logo on the side of it, okay? This guy works for a cab company, he's doing a drug deal right in front of half the fucking population of town, and he doesn't seem to have a problem with this. Like, how stupid is that? If he's having to sell drugs to make extra money anyway because the cab job isn't paying enough for him, how much money is he going to make when he's unemployed sitting in fucking jail because someone sees him like me? Oh, fuck. So I call the cops and I say, okay, look, I don't know what you guys can do about this, but I saw this fucking cabbie selling marijuana to this kid, and here's the fucking cab company he's working for. This is his description. I've seen him around town. And she's like, okay, yeah, we'll take it down. Yeah, he's probably even known to us. We'll get back to you and see what we can do. And now this fucking guy, you know, just because he's either too stupid or too arrogant to care, could end up fucking either, you know, at the very least maybe losing his job, because I'm sure his fucking boss, unless his boss is in on it, isn't going to want a fucking drug dealer driving his cabs around, or he's gonna fucking go to jail. He's gonna fucking. I've seen him in the store where I work. I've seen him in there with his wife and his kids. This guy's got a family. He's gonna fucking go to jail now because of selling a little fucking bag of weed because he was too stupid to at least pull into an alley or behind a building or do it at home. I mean, fuck. It just boggles my mind. You know, you see, like, in BC, it's just great because we've got this big pot reputation, and, you know, you can exchange a pound of pot for a fucking pound of cocaine, and that's how fucking good our pot is in the BC. We have this great reputation. Wow. There's our gift to the world, BC, you know? And we see
and snowboarders.
These stories about grow-ups and all these basements and all the nice fucking West End homes now, and it's fucking everywhere. There isn't a place, you know, there isn't a neighborhood that's safe. You've got it everywhere now. And you see it on the news all the time, and it doesn't fucking register. You know, you don't think of it as being something that affects you or affects your home or your community. And then when you see it, when you actually see it, not even when you see someone smoking a joint, that's even different again, because, you know, it's like smoking a cigarette, you almost think, well, marijuana's not so bad. They use it for medicinal purposes, you know. They're trying to legalize it now anyway. It'll be okay in a few years. But when I saw this fucking kid come walking up, you know, here's a kid that lives in my town. Here's a cab driver that works in my town. These are people that, if I stay in this town and want to start a family here, these are potentially people that my family will at some point maybe even be interacting with. And just all the negative connotations that come with that come forward to your mind, that, you know, when you've spoken or you've seen people who are real dope heads and you see how stupid they are and they slur their words and you just see how disrespectful they are and they have no regard for anybody or anything around them, and it just like, man, just fuck off. You know, if you're going to kill yourself, you're going to ruin all your brain cells, fine, you do that, that's your choice, but do it somewhere else, don't do it near me, and don't fucking do it in broad daylight of me and my family and the kids around me and the fucking community. I mean, just use your fucking head. If you're gonna fucking ruin yourself, at least do it in the privacy of your own home where you're not affecting anybody else around you. And it just fucking got to me, and it just made me so mad. And then, you know, fine, I calmed down afterwards, and I phoned the police, and I was like, well, if they get him, they get him, and if they don't, I know who he is, I know what he's done, and sooner or later, it's going to come back to him, and, you know, it's a small enough fucking town, he's not going to get away with it forever. But just for those, just for that brief hour, that just before and after, it was just like, man, it just made me want to just do something, you know? And as much as, you know, I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't get out and beat his head with a bat, and I wouldn't do something stupid that would ruin my life, or something as small as a Ziploc baggie full of dope.
Of course not, you're a prophet.
That rage that come forward, you know, and that energy to want to make it so that it doesn't have to happen like that again, you know? And just, like, we talk about that responsibility. We talk about effecting change. We talk about doing something and not just standing around and doing it. And I did exactly what I should. I phoned the police. I told them. I gave them the description. There's no way they're not going to know who he is. And if I phoned in, God help us, somebody else has to, and they're going to get him. And that's what we need to do. But, you know, I just needed to let it out and just to show you guys that, man, it happens, and when it does, it's just amazing the effect that it can have on you.
Well, you did much, much better thing than going and beating his head in with a baseball bat.
I disagree.
You think it's a worse crime than the guy's doing?
Whoa, crime? Crime, wait now. First of all, let's have, Prophet Scriber, are you going to hang on the line there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well,
okay.
It cost me money, so.
Oh, okay,
I think he's done.
I think, are you done, buddy?
Give me a minute. I'm going to go back in the RC because I'm on a phone line and I have to re-sign on. So give me a minute, all right?
I'll be back online in a minute. To listen in. Well, okay.
All right.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right. So for those of us just tuning in, we'll just do a rehash right here so we can sign back
rehash.
On.
Rehash.
But rehash.
Rehash. I was Prophet Scribe going off.
Going like, off about this drug thing. Now, understand that he's a prophet.
Yes.
Okay, prophets, by their nature.
Artsy, fartsy, kind of.
No, artsy, fartsy. These people are fucking rippers, man. These guys are people who've taken down society.
Yeah.
These are people who, like all the major, like, seriously cool musicians, Limp Bizkit are prophets.
Right, right? Yeah, okay.
Like, so you can't say that fucking, you know, Metallica back when they were cool, Slayer is prophets, okay?
Right,
so
okay.
It's not like they're not...
Different degrees of them, yeah.
Yeah, so they're not really, you know, they're not weak by any stretch of the imagination. However, there's more poetic, but there's a lot of people on different ends of the scale there. Now, and also, you know, prophets generally aren't really the more violent of the clan.
Enact their rage in different forms.
No, violence is a tool. It's a tool to accomplish a meeting.
Sometimes you need to do
it. And it's best used not angry. Violence is not a tool to use angry. It's very good if you can, you know, breathe carefully, take a deep breath.
Plan it out.
Plan it out. and then squeeze the trigger and go through follow-through moves. Okay?
That's right. Leave no tracks.
That's what you have to do. Now, what I think he should have done there, I don't think he should have called the cops, because the cops don't know fuck all, and the cops are probably... They're most likely...
Well, it's not the best solution, maybe, but...
No. What he should have done there is... this is what I think. What he should have done is he should have... Well, let's see now. See, I see this myself. My personal thing, the pot smokers and pot dealers, they don't really bug me. Okay?
No, it's okay.
Generally, they're not really on the street corners pushing on kids. Okay?
No.
Like, people want to smoke pot. I've smoked pot. I've gotten high. Hell, I love pot.
Did you inhale?
Oh, fuck, did I ever. Okay. But
Don't give pot to Sean.
Do not give pot to Sean.
Leave pot in the
dark one dies, something happens to dark one, I'm insta-pothead. I'm either insta-pothead or I'm fucking going to go so crazy for cult design, I'm going to be funny. But the point... Okay, Todd's back in the room.
Okay,
all
there
right,
we go.
So, but the truth of the matter is that the thing that nails me, and this is the same thing,
yep.
And myself and Ronnie Medic have had long talks about this.
Oh, yes.
Long talks.
Arduous talks.
You see, and that is the concept of some vigilante justice. Now, we've been trying to keep drugs off the street for quite some time. Now, my version of the drug thing, the thing that makes me fucking crazy, and I'm going to go off a little bit here. And surprisingly, I think this is going to qualify as a rant.
Okay.
What's going to happen here, this is going to qualify as a rant. And I'm not going to talk about drug deals, but these guys are on the same bracket. And this is, of course, the wonderful world of pimps. Pimps are an interesting fucking species. These are people now. Pimps are really big in the WWF now. Pimps are always a pimp, because pimping ain't easy. Pimping ain't easy. Well, motherfucker, pimping is going to get a whole lot harder in my fucking town, okay? Let's talk about pimps just for a minute. What do? You get young, attractive women hooked on fucking hard drugs so that they sell their bodies to complete strangers to contract venereal diseases, and they're only useful to you for a little while, and then you usually kill them or they burn themselves out. There is no way to get around that, okay? That is what pimping is. And yet, somehow, in our culture, pimping has become cool. Like, you know, somehow it's acceptable. Oh, well, he's a pimp. That's what his thing is. He's a pimp. Okay, No, it doesn't work like that. Pimping is a fucking, it's a total crime. Now, these guys, they go out there and they're on the streets and they have their little pimp whips. You know what a pimp whip is? It's when they take a coat hanger and they straighten it out and they heat it up on an element and then they whip the girls with it. Okay, that's a pimp stick. That's what they used to beat the girls with. Because that way it doesn't leave much of a mark, but it hurts a hell of a lot. Now, these motherfuckers think this shit up, okay? And the same thing with the drug crowd, like the hardcore drug crowd, guys selling crack and shit. Okay, what are you going to do? You going to call the cops? You going to call the cops on his pimp? Oh, yeah, he's pimping. Well, you know what? He's got no evidence, and then there's evidence, and it's the legal system, and it goes nowhere, and nobody gets nothing, and everything's fucked, and they're just back out on the street, and everything goes wrong, and there's no fucking good that comes of any of it. So what happens? Oh, we run in circles. We've been running in circles since the late 70s. So what's the next step? What are we going to do? Well, let's say, hypothetically now, for information purposes only, I wouldn't advocate this. This is entertainment. Like watching Terminator, okay? Same fucking idea. And what it is what happens if you were to go and say, kill one of these fuckers. What would happen if you say, oh yeah, absolutely, you know, and you wait, and you drop the hooker off, whatever, give her $20, take her for a cup of coffee, say, talk to her about Jesus so she doesn't get suspicious. You drop her off in the fucking room, she goes back, talks to some fucking guy, there's your pimp. Thank you, acquired target, target lock. I will now track, wait for all the girls to come in and get all the money. Okay, he gets all the money. And then you go, follow him, taser the fucker in the street, drag him, because tasers are very quiet, drag him into an alleyway, cut his whole fucking head off, and take his fucking money. Oh, the cops are going to show up. Oh, goddamn, that's that pimp. What a fucking tragedy. Oh, you want a donut? I think I want a donut. Yeah, you know. I mean, you could be standing in the alley with a bloody knife, and they'd be like, oh, hey, did you find that body? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I found the body. It was like this when I found it. Right, yeah, oh, well, but the... It's fucking crazy. You know, these people, they sit there and they have this shit going on. And, you know, I mean, they'll call you if they need you. Okay? No. Pimping is fucking wrong. And these hardcore drug dealers, you want to sell pot? You want to fucking go and get pot and you want to smoke up? Hey, man, your fucking deal. Your fucking deal, okay? You want to do that? That's free country. You should do your fucking thing, okay? But you don't do it in front of kids. You don't sell fucking crack in a McDonald's. Myself and Ronan Seria almost kicked the shit out of a PCP head in the middle of a fucking downtown Granville McDonald's. Some asshole came up and asked me if I wanted to buy dust. And I'm like, motherfucker, you want to get out of this place before I rip your fucking head off. Dust or not, I'm going to cave in your face. All right? And that was fucking on. And then, of course, he doesn't realize Ronan Seria's got like $3,000 worth of fighting knives on him. But anyway, that's besides the fucking point. Okay? And these people are out there, and I totally hear Scribe on that, man. I totally hear them. They're out there, and they're fucking selling drugs in front of people. Yeah, well, fuck you, okay? I got your fucking drugs. I got your pimping right here. Fuck you, I've had enough. You go near my daughter, you go near my family, holy shit, man. I'll be torching you so fucking long, you'll think it was my fucking career. I will never get tired of hurting these fucking people. Because they are the sickest, most deranged assholes on the fucking planet, and I have no time for it. We have, as a society, oh, well, the whole train is okay. WWF's okay. That's not okay. It's fine. That's fucking fine. Fuck that. Die. And that's what I say. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
All right. Because pimping uses other people.
Oh, yeah, like and exploits these little girls,
and
man.
If you're taking drugs, that's just you. It's like, you're killing yourself. That's really good. But if you're a pimp, you're taking out somebody else's. I've got a little thing here. It's somebody edited this. I don't know if we played this last time, the Reagan drug speech. this is beautiful.
How ironic.
Yeah, this would be pretty funny.
And this is... right in line. It's amazing how things fall right in.
Why we're losing the war on drugs.
That's right. Here we go, Reagan Dark Speech.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis. And her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence.
Being friends to others is the best way of being friends to ourselves.
It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply enjoy life to the fullest.
And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. Tonight, I can report to you that Vice President Bush smokes marijuana regularly. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Each of us was once strung out on several drugs.
Here in the White House, drugs are a constant temptation, but we still have much to do. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
That's a Rant Radio!
Alrighty then, so there we are. We're
there's some endorsement
in.
From former President Reagan.
You see, Sim?
Slightly more surreal than the actual real original speech.
Yeah, than the fucking
no
animation
kidding,
that Reagan was.
Remember the 80s? Just say no to drugs and they'll go away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, we don't...
Bonzo, bring me my bong.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, yeah, and all the people strung out in drugs are watching this telecast, I'm sure.
Yes, Ronan Sariad. Lots of people are asking about Ronan Sariad because I mentioned him there. That's a true story, by the way, about me and Sariad. We should tell that when he gets back. We'll tell
yeah.
the fucking... me and him almost kicking the fuck out of the junkie story. It's pretty funny. But Ronan Sariad left for Dundurn.
Sounds like somewhere in Australia, doesn't it?
Does, though.
Dundurn, Australia.
Welcome. Good eye. Welcome to Dundurn. You're in fucking shit now, mate. No, what it is that it's this little butt-fuck town, population 450 people. Like, that's how many people are in the town. 450 people. And,
I believe it's a half
Saskatchewan,
hour
Rancid Girl says.
Oh, Saskatchewan?
I don't know.
Whatever, fuck, whatever. Anyway, it's
somewhere out there. Prairies is one province.
It's in the void, okay?
It's in that big, flat place.
And he's out there, and he's getting abused by military guys. So, whatever. So, further bulletins and events warrant, he's not going to be able to tune in because there's only 5 phone lines on the entire base.
Ugh.
So maybe he got phones last year,
and an internet connection will be taking up 3 of them.
So, he'll probably try and phone in if he can, so... Whenever he phones in, you'd think a big company like Microsoft could spell, wouldn't you?
You'd think so.
You'd think so.
You think they could.
But they can't, and...
Well, they can't make an operating system. Maybe that's why the selling thing crashes. That's a major guy.
Yeah, some
So the problem with ours.
This is the domain name, little sheet that somebody submitted from Microsoft for Microsoft.com. And it looks okay in the beginning. Microsoft Corporation 1, Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington. But you get down to the administrative contact, and it says Microsoft. Microsoft.
Microsoft. Oh, my God.
Just pathetic.
You know what would be really sweet is if they fucked up and registered it to the wrong thing, and you could speak through a spelling error, jack their IP.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You could jack Microsoft.com. Wouldn't that just be the sweetest fucking thing ever because some asshole couldn't spell? Like, give me a break. That fucking guy is going to, like, get fucking killed, okay?
Oh, yeah. If it's down for even one day.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, no, just have Microsoft.com. That'd be sweet. That'd be so sweet. And then you just point that domain right at Rant Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
couple
fuck.
Hits.
Porn.
Porn. Just be a couple hits. If anybody out there can do that, you know, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Do it legally, though, otherwise we'll get killed.
Yeah. Do it nicely.
And we're not scared of the FBI. We're scared of Microsoft. They have more bad.
Oh, yeah. They got more money.
That's all right, though. What do we got here?
We got U.S. court rules. MP3.com violated copyright law.
No, imagine that.
No. It's actually a very cool thing that they were trying to do. They were trying to make CDs available, your whole CD collection available to you at any time if you have an internet connection. What you have is your CDs. Put them in your computer. Run their little program. Verify, yeah, you own this CD. It looks at the little bits all over the CD and says, yeah, you own it. If you don't own it, then you made a damn good copy and you might as well own it. And then it registers you in their database, and then you can go to your friend's house and say, I want to listen to my CD because I own it. Log in with your name and password, and there you go. You're playing Limp Bizkit at your friend's house because you own the CD. Makes sense?
What I want to know is, where do they find these judges? Is that Judge Jed Rakoff or is that Judge Red Jackoff? I don't know which one that is. Like, where the fuck do they find these guys? You must have a name this fucked up.
Jed.
Be a judge.
My name's Jed.
My name is Judge Jed. Judge Jed Rakoff.
Isn't that like on local television?
What the
down
fuck?
In
nice name.
Bama,
you're a judge. Oh, change yeah. your fucking name. Like, I'd have it. If I was a judge, man, I'd be like, oh, I'd be Judge Kennedy because everyone's scared shitless of me. Imagine me as a fucking judge.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh
boy.
Bring me your pimps.
I've already
bring
seen
the pimps up. Rusty, shoot this motherfucker.
I've already seen you as a judge. Yeah, Sean.
Judge Jury Executioner.
Judge Dredd Comics.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be bad.
Court is due.
Mr. I am the law. Motherfucker, I'd be, oh, God. I'm having a fantasy. I'll get back to you.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'd be
that's going to be hard to clean up.
Oh, that's nasty. Mm.
But anyway, they said that it violates law because your friend can log in and he doesn't own the CD, so no. Down it goes.
Technically, by copyright laws and mechanical copyright laws, you're not allowed to make any electronic copies of any sort of anything you own anyway. You're allowed to have the copy you bought, but as soon as you've actually made a copy, you've technically violated the law, but if it's yeah. for your own personal use, they usually won't pursue it unless they're fucking Disney.
Hey, did you make a copy of that?
No. Yeah, unless they're Disney, because they're the happiest fuckers on Earth. Uh-huh. So what's this here about Napster and Metallica? You got some shit going on here.
I think we pretty much did this before.
We beaten this one to death?
Yeah, we beaten this one to death.
Yeah, along with Dre.
Dre. Yeah, Napster. Everyone's suing Napster. Dead, dead, dead.
Because they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, hey, Limp Bizkit is touring. And, well, hey,
they're being sponsored by Napster. Why?
Which I don't understand. How does Napster get any money? Is there...
I don't know how they make money. Who fucking cares? Who cares? Who fucking cares, man? So what? I mean...
But it's cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's all about the music, right? You get the music.
That's right.
So...
Yeah, they don't have any banners. I don't understand, but that's all cool.
Whatever, man. If they get money, maybe people send them. Maybe they fucking get drug money. Maybe they drive a cab. Who knows?
Drive a cab. Yeah, kill pimps for a living. $50 a head.
Absolutely.
Yeah, $50 a head. You're doing a service to society. Why is that wrong? Why is it wrong? You're getting a pimp off the streets. You're making a few bucks.
You're helping a pimp get off the streets.
Yeah, well, you're helping some girls get off the streets. They're the cause. The hookers aren't the problem. If the Christians went out en masse and didn't drum out the hookers, they went and drum out the pimps, I'd be out there too. Feed the pimps to the lions. Fucking A.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. Fuck, we could have a TV show. Kill the pimp. And you'll have, like, you know, we'll like, get all the WWF guys. And they'll actually, you know, do it for real. They'll, like, body slam pimps. Like, little fucking
fucking... It'd be great. Bring in the, bring in the TV
pimp.
Cameras.
There's Ice-T. Used to pimp. Oh, sorry. That qualifies you. Smack! Oh, what's your cop show now, you fucking sellout? Smack! No, fuck you. I'm sorry. That's bullshit. What else we got here?
We got a rant sent in by Capone X. It's about conservative radio, and he doesn't like it very much.
Capone X,
which they're listening an awful lot more of down in the States than we do up here, because they get people like Rush Limbaugh.
He's probably listening, right?
G. Gordon Liddy and other fucking freaks like that. Oliver North has his own radio show.
Oh,
God.
Or he used to, anyway.
At one point in time, everyone has had their own radio show or television.
We've probably been on longer than Oliver fucking North, so fuck yeah. The truth of the matter is...
And some of the shit we say makes sense.
Yeah, which is true. A little bit more, and I'm probably more qualified than Oliver North is. Anyway, the truth of the matter is Capone X, if you're listening, which you probably are, if anybody is out there that has contact with Capone X...
Capone X hasn't been in the IRC. Does he ever come in the IRC? Maybe he's listening and just doesn't like his stuff. Yeah.
He's always...
He hasn't been here in 2 weeks because we played his rant last week.
That's okay.
That's all cool.
That's all good.
Keep sending them in, though.
Keep doing the shit. What I want is you listen at the beginning. For all you gargoyles out there who are listening, he made up a sound bite for the beginning of his rant. And what I want to do is I want him to start making up sound bites for Cult.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
So if you're listening, Capone X, you want to do some shit, check out this sound bite at the beginning. This is amazing.
Play this.
Okay. Here we go.
Climb of the Gargoyle.
You want to know what makes me just insane? So-called conservative talk radio. Just the other day, I was out and about during rush hour and tuned into WLAC, the local news talk radio AM station, for traffic reports, since they do them every 10 minutes. Well, along comes this talk show host named Phil Valentine. What's the first thing I hear?
The U.S. Constitution says nothing about separation of church and state. The First Amendment states what it does about religion because the Founding Fathers wanted to let the states establish religions. Hello? What planet is this guy from? The Founding Fathers of the U.S. did not intend to let the states establish religions. In fact, the First Amendment states what it does at all because of the government-established Anglican Church of England, and it guarantees that all people in the U.S. are free to practice whatever religion suits them, and that includes the rights of freedom from religion. Their intentions were that the government has no business in establishing and or mixing with religions, and they just want to keep their noses out of the whole business. Which brings me to another point. Have you ever noticed how so-called conservative Christians can take any passage in the Bible and twist it to whatever purpose suits them? Well, surprise, surprise, conservative Republicans do the same thing with anything from a Supreme Court decision to the Constitution itself. Now, if this were the only inaccuracy this guy had spouted, I wouldn't be ranting. Mr. Valentine continued spouting off for total bullshit for the next hour, all the while I'm shouting at the radio. I'm not saying this guy doesn't have the right to get on the radio and speak his mind. After all, that very same First Amendment guarantees his right to do this. But for Christ's sakes, get your facts straight before you open your mouth. I'm Capone X, and the Clan of the Gargoyles watching.
Come on, baby, give daddy some loving.
All right.
How did you get that microphone in there?
That was a secret microphone planted. Your mic is off, Sean.
Yes, it is.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my goodness. It magically came on after I said that. I don't understand the coincidence involved there.
We have to apologize to our Rent Radio listeners. We didn't mean for the live feed from Anki's room.
Yeah, I planted one in there before he moved into his new place.
I think that was from Dak's room.
Oh,
that's why
he's got his girlfriend over. Guess what? He can't hear us. He's a Luddite.
Oh, what is
we
he
can
have
talk
over?
Dirt about him now, eh?
Someone rant about you. Ilian Gonzalez, go fuck a wall.
We always get these jokers in the IRC.
Well, no, I mean, actually, that might be a little bit out of hand. I don't want to simply diss the guy. I mean, he had the balls to call himself Ilian Gonzalez. I think it's pretty funny. We have Ilian Gonzalez. Are you actually in Cuba? I want to know if this asshole's in.
Phone in from Cuba.
Phone in from Cuba.
Do you want to phone in? Here, let's do a live interview with Ilian Gonzalez.
Yeah, our Jewiger fuckface is in here. So, it's time to call in. Fuck
one time we actually want
to time to call in. We're going to open the line. Sort yourself out.
Sort yourself out. You got some advice?
Go ahead.
Okay. Look at that. That was what you battle. In networking, that's called data collision.
And then everything stopped.
Broadcast storm.
Broadcast storm, and then everything stopped, and we had to...
We crashed. You see, that was actually a skip. No, yeah, your computer skipped.
It
Okay, what it is that it's time to sort yourself out. The advice column on What the Hell, where you can phone in and ask Sean Kennedy fucking questions about things that are going on in your life that you need answers to, and I'll fucking sort it out.
That's right. Absolutely. Or anything you want to talk about, too.
Or if you want to snap out or you want to fucking go off and call us assholes.
Just
or
like,
whatever. Go ahead.
Just like Prophet...
Prophet...
Scribe.
Scribe
did, yes.
I'm like, what are you
saying? No problem there.
Okay, somebody needs
to... So, here's the 1-800 number.
Somebody needs to reboot Sumerian.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268. Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll-free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome.
All right. There we go. Phone lines are open. Toll free 1-877-729-7268.
Yeah. So actually, Cuba from now on is being spelled with a K.
Cuba.
It's Cuba. Cuba.
Cuba.
Cuba. So if anyone, so who's calling in? Somebody call in for fuck's sake. Somebody talk about something. Tell me what's going on in your life. There we go.
There we go. We
there
got
we
someone
go.
Calling in. Hi, you're live on Rand Radio. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Echo.
Hey, Mr. Echo.
Glad to hear you from Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska sucks.
Okay, well, we're glad to hear from you, though.
It's like 9:30 and it's still, like, light out.
I thought it was land of the midnight sun.
Yes, it is, and it's starting to get there.
Are you a time zone behind us?
Yes.
Wow. Somebody who actually can listen to the show a little bit earlier than everyone else.
Whoa, isn't that interesting? Okay, what do you got to say there?
There's also the people in Guam.
Yeah, let's get into geography. Mr. Echo, what did you want to say, buddy?
I would say, what's up? I haven't called in about 3 weeks. I don't give a fuck.
Just give a shout-out to us.
Yeah, so, just give a shout-out.
Well, that's okay. You're burning up time. That's good. Nobody else really wanted to call, so it's handy.
Anything strange or interesting or something that pissed you off this week?
Just the people in my fucking dorm.
Yeah? What are they doing?
We have this, like, little name plaques and little whiteboard by our door. They keep fucking stealing them.
What do you think they're doing with those plaques?
I have no fucking idea. There's, like, absolutely no use to them.
They're chopping cocaine on them.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing a bad line of cocaine on those plaques.
Drugs on them.
It's all drugs. It's those Alaskan drugs because pot's legal in Alaska.
And yeah, because Northern Exposure was a documentary.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
BC
right.
Pot in Alaska.
I don't see any activity of drugs going on. I don't see any drugs.
I see no drugs.
Yeah, there's no drugs here.
None.
It's the Air Force Base. I mean, I don't see anything.
No drugs in the military.
Yeah, oh yeah, none. Not a little bit, yeah.
They don't need those to cope.
Yeah, no, not at all. Okay. Not even a little bit. So, okay, buddy, that's cool that you called in, and we're glad to hear from you. Glad you're a loyal listener. There's nothing going on you really got to talk about? Hello?
Say what?
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Good enough. Bye-bye now.
Should we go after some pedophiles, or should
we? Yeah, why don't we go pedophile hunting?
Okay, I came up with this idea today. This is kind of neat. I don't know...
What idea is this?
This is great.
If it'll fly or
We've been talking about going... We love pedophiles here at Rant Radio.
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
They're our
favorite. We greet them warmly with our shovels.
Yes, greet them. Embrace the fucking mighty shovel. Pan. Okay. So we had this idea. See, using the wonderful tool of Nutella, we can actually hunt pedophiles.
That's right.
Because, you see, what happens is if you type in kiddie porn in Nutella... you get all of the IPs that have the kiddie porn.
That's right.
And you have that IP.
You know who has kiddie porn.
And then you just do an ISP trace, and you know what the ISP has, the kiddie porn. And then you call the ISP, which is what we're going to do.
Yep.
And we're going to say, hi, you got a guy on your internet service who's providing kiddie porn. Why don't you give us
a We just want to know what your policy is on trading kiddie porn on the internet through you.
You can either tell us who he is, or we will broadcast that you are a vendor of smut who fucking advocates kiddie porn. Your call. You have 5 minutes to decide.
Okay. If you phone them, you can say that. I just want to know their policy. So, we're going to play Sean K's stance on child porn right now. And it's a little rant he did quite a while ago. I don't even know if it has music in behind it.
Oh, kiddie porn?
Kiddie porn. Oh. Child porn.
Yeah, we'll give this one a play. This will clear it up. If you don't know how I feel about kiddie porn, this is a gooder.
Okay.
Once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man on Rant Radio.
Okay, it's child pornography time. Yes, we're going to talk about the good old child porn that exists on the net. Recently, laws were just passed in BC that said it's okay to have child porn. Federally and by the law, you're allowed to look at little pictures of little six-year-olds hanging their dicks out and abuse children. NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Real organization. Look it up. With any effort, get a membership list. Find out who's a member of that thing. Then go to their homes and burn the fucking things down. If you find people out there, Sean Kennedy says, kill pedophiles. That's right. Don't maim those motherfuckers. Kill them dead. Kill them. Take them out in the street. Put a pickaxe right between their fucking head. You like that? Have another one. Yeah, it's good to go. You know you love it. You know it's good. It's natural selection. It's the right thing to do. It's like porridge and sex. You go, eat some porridge, have some sex, go kill yourself a pedophile, and giggle about it while you sleep. Do you really think there's a jury on this planet that would convict you? I myself could snipe Clifford Olson, and I would get a fucking handshake and a key to the city. Give me a break. Nobody likes child porn, so if you're a child pornographer and you're listening to this radio station, first of all, hide. That little red dot that's circling around your head, yeah, that's somebody from Rant Radio, and they want your fucking nuts on a platter. They ought to do, like Dennis Leary said, man, put you in a city square with a big sandwich sign on your stark naked body that says, I carry a torch for kids who carry candles. It's a fucking fact. You are a moron, you're a sick piece of shit, and the kind of thing you could possibly do for society to remove yourself for your sins is to go get your whole head in front of the shotgun and just squeeze off around. And if you don't have the nuts to do it, you can contact me at www.rantradio.com, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
So that's pretty much how that shit works.
That's right. So we're going to go through step by step on how to track down child pornographer people.
Yes, absolutely. So those of you out there, we have any Ronins? No, we have no real Ronins now. So, well,
so here is the site for Nutella. And you go there, and you download the program, and you install it.
Step one.
Step one. The ammo, or the way to track them down. Okay, step two, run the program, install it.
Which, of course, if you're not running already, holy shit, you've got to.
You idiot. Step three, type in words that would describe child porn.
We'll do this now, so you can follow along with us if you like.
And there we go. Oh, we only have MP3s. So
okay,
we're still looking for it right now.
Wicked blowjob MP3?
They're MP3s so far.
Oh, now what we're doing here is we're doing a search for Lolita JPEG.
Lolita space JPG.
Now the reason why this is, a lot of people might not know this, where does the term Lolita come from? Well, this comes from a book called Lolita, which is a book about child porn. Actually, it's a book about a guy who falls in love with a 14-year-old, if I'm correct. And
it basically destroys his life. So it's sort of a cautionary tale. It's not meant to be advocating this sort of behavior, but...
Warning, warning, don't do it.
Yeah, warning, warning, in case you're into fucking 14-year-olds. If you're 16 and you fuck a 14-year-old, if you're 14, you fuck a 14-year-old. You know,
that's right.
You know.
20 years difference, not so good.
No, some 35-year-old, fat, overweight, sweaty palms, you know, at home, should be lugging on the converter
come
in the butt.
Come sit on my lap.
Come sit on my lap there, little girl. You buying way too many fucking, you know, girl guy
clothes. What's that red dot on your head,
oh,
sir?
Oh, motherfucker, I got the shovel here. It comes through the window and cuts his head off. Sever. I can throw a shovel like a javelin.
A little bit of trauma is better than a lot of trauma.
Oh, fuck.
There we go.
Fuck, that makes me crazy. Anyway, okay. So
the next step, yeah, you search for Lolita and JPG or child space JPG or something like that, right?
Oh, wow, bang! Oh, we got everything now. What do we got here?
Let's see if I can find
it. What do we got here? Mickey Mouse sex tune, powder keg, trick your eyes, uncensored GIF.
I think this is all.
Uncensored preteen GIF. That looks like a winner.
So we're going to give that a try. I doubt it looks a little bit leading to me.
You think so? Of course, hopefully we will wander into one of those Hackers Against Child Porn traps. That would really suck.
No, it's somebody being an idiot.
Okay.
And then after you do that, you can while you download it, you can see to the right-hand side that there is some IP addresses. And, of course, the IP address there says 192.168.119.69. Which is actually an internal IP address, which is actually not going to work.
Prophet Josh Kane, no, I have not seen the video for I'm With Stupid. You can FTP it to the site. okay? Because, wow, would I ever want to see that?
So right now there's 5 terabytes of information you can get from Nutella.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
It was tasty, 6 earlier.
Tasty Nutella.
Oh, yeah.
Nutella lot.
So after you get the IP address of the person, that points to who owns the IP address. And what you do is you get a program like NetLab.
Hey, type in preteen pony suck MPEG.
It's going to take a while to download. Pictures are a lot easier, right?
No, I just want to see what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay, where is it?
That's like, is that something you just found, or what is that?
Maybe he's looking it up.
Oh, whatever.
Maybe he's like, maybe it'll come up with that.
Maybe it'll come up. Anyway, whatever.
I doubt it.
Whatever.
Okay, and you get some like NetLab, and you get the IP address, and I'm just going to do an IP address right here.
What's the, can you shift that NetLab to the right just for a second? I want to see what they said in IRC. They're talking about something with a shovel.
Shovel.
And a shovel, too, blah, blah, blah.
Cool, and a shovel, too?
Blah, 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 blah. He chases a guy with an axe head all over the place. Oh, I see. Well, whatever. Good enough.
Then use Whois, and you look it up with Whois, and it'll point to a company.
No.
And then you get the company name.
We're not even going to talk about that one.
And you do look up on the company name. And when you do Whois on the company name, and you may have to go to actually the website of Network Solutions, and it'll give a phone number and name of the person who actually owns the place.
That's right. If that thing happens to be running. And bear in mind, some asshole could be running a server from his house.
Sure, but somebody owns the IP address.
Yeah.
Like, say, they're on Wave.
Yeah.
Or at home, right? And you get the IP address, and it points to at home. And then you phone up at home. And they don't own that IP address. Very few people. And if they do own it, then, well, what do we got here? There's the IP of Pony Suck MPG. Okay, let's do that on that IP address right
now. Let's find it.
216.87.103.181.
Sure. Now, just Josh K., is that a fucking, is that some kid porn, or what is that? Because I need to know.
University of Bridgeport. And there we go.
We have a contact name there.
There we go. 203-576-4156. And it belongs to El Shanani Matanya. So we're going to give a call to Matanya. And he is actually the coordinator, it says, of University of Bridgeport.
Where is it?
It is in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so it's only about 1 o'clock in the morning. Good one, too.
Well, it's a very important thing. We must do this.
Yeah, we'll do this. The number, if you want to call them, is 203-576-4156.
Traded on this guy's site. Maybe you're supposed to talk over the tone. Oh, hi. We've found that IP address 216.87.103.181 was trading some illegal materials through your internet service. And this was at 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we just were phoning, hoping you were up, that we would get your stance on your stance on illegal information being traded through your...
Specifically child pornography.
Specifically child pornography. And we were just wondering on your stance on that. And maybe you can investigate this IP address and look in your records for this IP address and see who's actually doing it. And just to let you know, we tracked it down through a program called Nutella. And the name we looked for is Pony Suck MPEG, PONEYSUCK, space MPG. So there's some information for you, and that's too bad you weren't there. Okay. So now, that's how you do it.
That's exactly how you do it. Now, what I would really suggest, why don't we drag that guy's phone number back up there?
Okay. You want me to put it up there?
Yeah, why don't you put the phone number in the IP.
Okay, this is going to be three lines of information. You could also fax them, too.
Yeah, I think what we should do is we should... I think you should phone him and leave a message, because it's 1 in the morning there. And you could, say, well, we were listening to Rant Radio, and we heard you guys are vendors of smut. And, that's why this will motivate him a little bit in order to.
Oops, sorry. Sorry about all that.
Wow, that's great.
It is, though. And this is at the University of Bridgeport, and I'll...
Oh, yeah, you can email him. Do we have a home address?
Oh, we've got email, too.
Oh, we've got email. There we go.
Let me just...
If he likes porn, maybe we should sign him up for some.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, we could just go to our website and sign.
So if you leave the phone number, your phone number, and he doesn't get back to you, maybe he does like porn.
Oh,
and
wait now, this poor brother is just fucking.
Okay, so give him a bit. Let's not go that far.
Okay, this
he
guy.
Doesn't know. He's a third.
This
part.
Guy is not fucking sending files. Let's not destroy this fucker's life. Okay,
yeah.
Come on now. All right. If you guys want to have a little bit of fun with it, leave him some messages. Let him know that fucking you're serious.
This is the route to take. For some justice.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is not harmful. You're not doing anything. You're not hurting anyone. You just want to get this guy off
the
internet.
You're just sharing information.
Just sharing information. I wanted to know his stance. I didn't say to do anything.
No.
We just told him that this person
cover
is
that
doing.
Ass.
Oh, yeah, riding the fence.
That
you know.
Ass is fucking covered.
Metal plate there.
Metal plate. He's right in there.
So we thought we'd give you some ammunition on how to take care of child pornography.
Speaking of which, we're
going to try and do a little education every once in a while.
Just little tips.
Down and fuck people over.
FG Rooster no longer shares his porn folder.
Now you know how exposed you are.
Yes.
And the more information you know, the better off you are. Well, next week we'll tell you how to hide your child porn. What? No. Oops.
Don't. But
you can be tracked down.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Don't think you're anonymous on the internet, because you aren't.
Oh, yeah. Not even a little bit. And not only that, what'll be fun is if you, because it'd be better if the cops find these guys than if we find them.
It's better for him to maybe behind bars and behind our...
Prophet Forked writes in, hey, there are being like... modern day justice keepers. Since cops are worthless, everyone should take the law into their own hands, and you too can be as valiant as the Rant Radio crew.
To an extent, take the law into your own hands.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Take the law. What are they going to do? Where's the law? Some kid's fucking serving 4 months in jail for saying he's going to go Columbine, and some pimp's walking the streets?
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
I think justice is a little bit skewed at this point.
You're going to put me in jail. Oh, well, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't say those kind of things,
John, because they're fucking true.
It's like those six kids that got suspended for playing cops and robbers in the schoolyard.
That's amazing.
Boom, boom.
Oh,
they've been trying to kill each other.
They've been playing that since
the dawn of time.
Yes. They're promoting violence.
It's more sensitive nowadays. We have to watch these things for warning signs. We have to sit them in front of this computer and make them answer questions about, do your parents own guns?
Yeah,
do you feel violent tendencies?
Remember, you're not ratting on them. You're only being a good citizen.
Not only fucking that, but it's like, holy shit, man. If this software came out when me and fucking Medic were in school, oh my God. Like... Jesus Christ, I'd still be on fucking medication. You know, I'd be putting fucking Valium under my tongue and shuffling towards the bathroom. Spitting it out in the toilet, then shuffling back to my bed, trying to make it look like I'm all fucking doped up. You know. Oh, okay, time for another fun fact. This is going to be a fun fact. You see, now, in Canada this will work. I don't know if this will work in the States, but this is how you escape prison.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you're a minor and you're in a bad way and you're in a bad fucking thing, this is how you escape prison. Now, a lot of people think that they're going to run. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, if you're caught, and you're caught, and you know you're fucked, this is how you handle
it. But they haven't got you yet.
No, if you're caught. Okay, you run, you bolt, you've got your fucking underground tunnel set up that's hidden behind a cabinet, okay? You go, you bolt, you got your AWOL bag, you've got your, like a Sentinel self-storage thing that you and a buddy rent, and then you can store stuff there that the cops don't know about, that kind of a thing. And then you share, like, say, with other cult members, you guys all just take out, you know, these self-storage things where you can store stuff, and then nobody knows it's there because it's not traceable, that kind of a thing, you know, because they can search your house, but they can't really search all these storage places because there's no federal records of it, that kind of a thing, you know. Anyway, so what it is if you were to go and do that and you get busted, okay, you're busted, you run, the cops grab you, the dog chew on you because they will because they're fucking pigs, and you're going to get all busted, okay, so you're busted. So what do? You can be like, first of all, don't say shit. Do not say shit, okay? And what happens is you go the legal route, okay? Yeah, ask your question.
Well, I gave him the phone number.
Oh, does he? Okay, well,
and if you don't want to phone... Oh, wait a second. He's giving a message back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, just a sec. Okay, he's going to phone in. Fork's got a question.
Okay, Fork's got a question. But in any case, what it is you go the legal route, okay? Don't fuck around. All right, get yourself a lawyer. Do the shit. Now, if you're fucked...
First thing... As soon as they talk to you, say nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
The only word that comes out of your mouth is
I want a lawyer.
I want a lawyer now.
Yeah.
Do you understand these rights? Yes, I want a lawyer now.
They will try to pretend that they're your friend and that they're going to help you and that if you talk to them and cooperate, that it'll be good. But they're lying.
They're lying. They're lying fucks.
Hi, you're live in Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Fork.
Hey, Fork. You got a question for the man, Sean K.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that... I was going to make some new, like, skins, you know, for cult site.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, like, if you guys have any ideas, you know, just, like, send them over ICQ.
Some skins. Oh, you mean for the whole website, the look of it.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. What would be really good is what we need skins for the clans.
Skin for each clan. A look to the whole page that would reflect what the clan is about.
Absolutely. So you could have, like, say, the Ronin would have different cam patterns and barbed wire maybe wrapped around the frames or something like that. And then the Nomads would have, like, you know, different vagrant traveling, you know, burned out buildings, that kind of shit, with, like, burnt marks. All looks like it's kind of drawn up in charcoal. You could have all sorts of shit like that. Gargoyles are all done with, like, you know, watching, you know, everywhere, kind of a tech spying looking on you kind of thing going on there. You can have a lot of fun with it. Flesh Trippers are all like adrenal shit, sports cars, fucking high-speed, low drag, that kind of a thing.
Oh, and Smokehouse also adds we need Winamp skins, too. So if you want to make a Rant Radio or a cult Winamp skin.
I'm already making cult skins.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Excellent.
I'm like halfway done, actually.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely send it up to the FTP site as soon as you've done that. Or
for sure,
to,
buddy, for sure.
Yeah. And we'll put it right up in the pages.
This should all keep me busy, I guess, then.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fork, you are the man.
Yeah, I just, you know, like to do my part, I guess.
Right on, buddy.
That's what it's all about. Everybody with their own special talent puts it all in.
We're all equal here, brother.
Yeah. I'd like to see some more visual artists in cult, you know? More guys that I can, like, talk to about just making, like, weird skin stuff, you know?
Oh, who you want to talk to is you want to talk to Capone X, for one. You also want to talk to, Capone X, Smokehouse. He's really visual. He's done some good stuff. And so the same with Love That Nixter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see Love That Nixter on that much.
But his ICQ, he's in the roster, man.
Yeah, I got him on. So, I just wanted to, like, say I'm making stuff. And
excellent.
Yeah, you know.
We love to hear that.
We love to hear it, and you're doing awesome, man. Like, your work is really cool, and I can't tell you enough how straight up it is.
All right, well, thank you.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
So, anyway, back to the story.
Right.
So you're busted, okay? Don't say shit to the cops, but everything goes horribly fucking wrong because they got some snotty-nosed motherfucker just came out of school, can't defend shit from shit. He's got both his hands in his back pocket, still can't find his ass, okay? So you're busted.
And even if you look like Christ or something like that, he still thinks you're guilty because everybody he deals with is guilty, so he doesn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what happens now? What happens now? Well, when he pronounces sentence, I sentence you... for killing the pedophile to 15 years in prison. At this point, you go, and fall into a little ball and curl up on the floor.
Okay.
Do not move. This will be hard. Okay? Sit there. If you have to move, jerk around. Okay? Pretend like you're really upset. Hold your breath lots. Make sure that you have, like, you know... You're changing color. You got sweat forming. You're all fucked up. Okay,
look crazy.
Look like you're
go
all...
Go right ahead and wet or shit yourself.
Yeah. Now, this will make them think you've gone into shock. Okay. So here's what they do. Now, the trick here is... This is the hard part now. They will take you. That's going to be easy. They're going to be like, oh, my God, they're going to take them off. Okay, and they're going to put you in a room. Oh, we got another call. We'll get back to this story.
This is actually a, oh, that was a long-distance call. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? Hello?
This is 9.
This is 9?
That radio gives me hard on.
Does it now?
Yes.
Is this, Jewiger? Is this Dave from New Jersey?
No.
No? Who is this?
I just lost the talk.
What do you want to talk about? Disembodied voice?
Just gotta type it in.
Yeah, you're a lost farmer.
Wow, can you put the phone a little bit closer to the speaker? Say that again.
Okay.
All right.
Must have busted the damn Louis.
Okay.
That's all cool.
I want you to say,
what
the hell?
Oh, come on. Say, what the hell?
What the hell?
All right.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming out.
We had Stephen
That's a little
Hawking's
hard.
Bonus.
Stephen Hawking, the man himself. Mr. Physics.
Mr. Physics. I
had a little call into Rant Radio there.
As long as we keep talking. Okay, so...
Well, that really fucks up the bell curve for the intelligence of our listeners.
Oh, my God. Skewed all the way over.
It's way. Yeah.
Now it's at least 100 IQ now.
So,
average.
Where were we here? Oh, yes. Okay, so you piss or shit yourself. All right? And, now the trick is... The trick is now is consistency.
And no cheating and wearing the pants.
Okay. No, this is serious now. Okay, you want to get out of jail, this is what you do. Okay? Now, you will be taken to a room. Don't move. Act all fucked up. Now, you have to maintain... Now, it's very hard to stay curled up in a ball. You're not going to be able to do that. Okay? What you have to do is you get up and you move. And if they come to the rooms, you go... And they touch your face. And you're like... And you're afraid of light. And you don't respond in coagulative speech. They'll send a doctor in after 2 or 3 days of this. Okay? They're going to send a doctor in. How are you? Smack your head on the floor. It's okay if you're bleeding. That looks good. It looks like you really can't feel it. Okay? Then they're going to medicate you. Don't take the medication. Make it look like you have. Okay? It's very easy to fake taking fucking pills. If they jack you up on drugs, great. The minute you get... this is all hypothetical.
hypothetically,
free Sean Kennedy. Okay, so wow.
Start
because,
now
because
start
you know, now. You know, this is what I'm going to do.
Hypothetically,
because I would probably go into deep shock if I was arrested, as I covered my own ass. The same steel plate.
And of course, all out here, we'd fight for him.
Oh yeah, and you know, and Rant Radio would be huge. I'd be a martyr.
Full martyr.
I wouldn't be a martyr. I'd be a gladiator. Fuck that. I'm going to be a martyr for fuck all. Anyhow. So, after 2-3 days, they send in the doctor. They shoot you up full of drugs. Great. Okay, now, after about a week of this, 2 weeks of this, okay, there's a problem. Because you're not fit to go to jail. They can't put you in a general populace prison.
No. They can put you in isolation, but
not
really. They have to monitor you, right?
Yeah, that's right. They got to monitor you. And they can't put you in isolation because you're not violent. Now, understand that in the United States, right. The prison populace is very, very tight.
Yeah.
Everybody's in fucking jail. So they need the jail cell for some asshole who's acting violent. Okay, but if you're just this mumbling motherfucker, okay, you're not going to the jail cell. You're going to go to a medical room.
Yeah. Now,
also, the hospitals are packed. Okay? The hospitals are more packed than the fucking jail cells.
Now, we know in a hospital, you can't be strapped down so hard that it'll cut off your circulation.
Yes. And if you're not aggressive... And you're not eating. Also, you want to cut your food way back. Okay. You want to eat the good stuff so that you're staying in shape, but like, you know...
Lose a little bit of weight, look a little sickly.
You want to make yourself look fucked up here. Okay? So, what you do, and after a bit, so you're all fucked up. Now, gradually, here's what's going to happen, long story short. After about 3 to 6 months of this, you're going to get transferred to a minimum security establishment where the people are walking around...
all like you
outside in all, fucking wheelchairs.
All taking Sean's advice. Okay. You know, they're all cultists.
They're all you know,
cult members.
And eventually, you know, you're gonna go to one that doesn't have a really high fence.
Remember the Mumble Rant Radio once.
Internet, you know, whatever. That's fine. Okay. But after I'm saying minimum max fucking 2 years, you're gonna be in a wheelchair. By some fucking hedge, by some highway with no fence. at this point you go, fuck you, I'm out of here! And you fucking bolt, okay? You get through the fence, jump through to the other side. At this point you had, you know, man, if you can't, well, you can't really maintain contact. But fuck it, you run. Okay, run. Okay? And if you can bolt, make sure you have a really good fucking plan, okay? And you just go.
And you know where you are, you know where the roads are, stuff like that.
And all you have to do then is contact me at Kennedy@rantradio.com and I'll fucking set you up. Because the next step, what's the next step? Some people ask, well, what's the next step? I've got some email wondering about, what's the next step going to be for Cult? Well, the number one thing is we've got to...
We've got some people now, right?
Well, no, not really. We've only got about fucking 25 people.
What?
But they're hardcore.
That is the beginning of a theoretical network.
Well, no, it's not even a theoretical network. It is a network that's starting. I mean, yep. we're slowly spreading the virus. Okay.
Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking. Well, fuck that. We're, no, as long as I can haul ass in a wheelchair.
Hypothetically speaking, with a theoretical network, we could, say, set up safe houses.
Maybe. Possibly.
That's the next step.
That is the next step,
That
yes.
is the next step. Once we get enough of the virus spread, is I actually do want people to email me if they have a safe house.
Yeah.
Now, this information is not kept anywhere. Okay? I will know about it. It doesn't go on any system. So if anybody fucking raids my house and takes my shit, you're not going to be registered as a safe house. Nobody knows. Okay? If you want to send a letter, you want to get some physical means where it says that you're going to offer your place up as a safe house, that's fine. But eventually what we do is when we're going to get it big enough, I'm going to put a call out for safe houses. Because there's enough people out there who have fucking houses, who are willing to help fellow members of the cult to hide. And it's not wrong. What's wrong here? I mean, some guy gets arrested for fucking listening to music? Motherfucker, it's needed. Okay? It's got to be done.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are being thrown in jail for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Because black is white. Up is down. Wrong is right.
That's
our
right.
Our chocolate rations have been doubled from 4 to 2.
Not only that, but you know for a fact
every
that
day.
If one of the cult members gets arrested, motherfucker, there's daily updates on the page about what's happening with him.
Oh, yeah.
His condition has worsened, and he's gone to this particular facility.
Oh, yeah.
So we need people to rotate around the facility looking for a guy jumping through the hedge.
With a car running.
With a car running, okay? And another guy wearing a hospital suit. So that when he jumps out, he jumps into the car, the other guy in the hospital suit runs down the street. Oh, and then they chase the guy in the other suit, and then, oh, no, I was out for a run. I just like to wear this.
That's right.
Because it's my legal right to wear whatever I please and go for a run. Of course, you're going to be a world of shit at that stage, but they can't thank you for it, so fuck you. So, in any case, it's all fucking good. But in bottom line, in no word of a lie, we make a lot of gags about a lot of shit here. I'm not kidding about the pedophiles. But just in case you are wondering and you are serious about it, cult could be fucking huge. I'm not making any money here. Nobody's making any money here.
Nope.
Okay. All gratis here.
All a bunch of
everybody's gratis.
People with like minds.
Yeah.
That's why you're listening to the show, because you think the way we do. You are interested in the same stuff we're interested.
Wow. Freedom of thought.
Wow. Oh, amazing. Isn't that fucking cool? Gargoyle Josh, you don't want to be talking about that kind of stuff in the MIRC. If you want to offer anything, you want to contact me individually. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, they're gonna start giving it up. People are gonna start fucking doing jail time. Okay. Sophomore. Yeah, he's talking about the
semaphore.
Is it semaphore? Is that how? I can't remember. I go through so much news.
It's misspelled. Anyway.
Is it?
Okay.
In any case, there's a new internet language. Well, it's not new. They've been around since the turn of the century. One's been around since the 1930s, where they're talking about a new language, a phonetic language that certain people speak.
Has no ambiguous meanings. It all makes sense. No rules out of the ordinary.
Would that be Esperanto?
That's one of them.
Yeah, that's
there's
one
another
of them.
One as well.
Yeah, there's another one as well. But you know what the thing is, too, is that you can actually use a lot of...
All verbs conjugate the same.
You could actually go and create your own kind of slang and lingo using movie quotes and different hacker jargon. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are asking about SeaTac astronomy. Nobody really knew what SeaTac astronomy was.
Ronan
Medic did, and a lot of the guys here did. SeaTac astronomy is from the movie Sneakers, by the way. You guys all filled out the questionnaire. Not many people knew what the fuck SeaTac astronomy was. It's from a film.
Gave some very creative answers.
Yeah, there's some good answers, though. But the truth of the matter is that you want to see a film called Sneakers. That's a very good fucking movie. And Lodge Band, that's the other one. But go check out the movie fucking Sneakers. It's the way to
very
go.
Cool.
Very cool. waving your arms around no particular order. Sort of like Gay Pride Day minus one of their thongs.
What? Semaphore. Oh, okay.
What's
it's
he talking
a flag.
About?
Semaphore's flags. You know, the flag.
Like used to do with the Navy and all the rest of
that. Oh, okay.
Sort of like Gay Pride Day minus 11.
Above his thongs.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, fuck. That guy kills me, man.
For a Chang.
Yeah, he's the most sarcastic fucker alive. That's why he's not in cult. He won't give me a straight answer.
he just dances around.
Dances and dances. I think he's funny as fuck.
That's good. It's all good.
But
I resent that. I think I'm much more sarcastic.
What language should we learn? And somebody serve a link up, eh? Well, Prophet Fork, hit the webpage. Hit the webpage, buddy. It's on there. Check out the...
Oh, Logpen is a vocabulary of 1300. Yeah. And they
if
get
you want
combined.
The link, it's under the Nomad... Yeah, it's under Nomad News. Click on the Nomad marker, and it'll bring it up.
Do a search for it. Language.
Yeah, language or whatever. Yeah, it's called Want to Learn a Language or something like that.
Oh, there you go. There's the link from Rooster right there. Thanks
yeah,
a lot.
LogiBand.org. Okay. Jesus Christ, does this mean I have to learn these languages too? These guys are
going to
be trying to contact.
And you'd be like, I don't get it.
Then
you can get an interpreter, one of them, to be your
child. Oh, and what I could do is I could be the world's... We ancient Egyptian works. Yeah, I'll just... Little bird, lying down guy. Little bird. Yeah, okay, so...
Crocodile, three little wavy lines.
Guy pointing to sky.
Wavy lines. Yeah. Crocodile, wavy lines. Signed, Ramses
fucked
the
up bird thing.
Fucked up bird thing. Doghead, cat, sun, sky. Wavy lines. Thank you. And I am Egyptian, so, you know... My name is Dr. Laktak. I do sleep in a coffin. I like bandages. They're mummy wraps, not band-aids. You know, fucking great.
So green is people.
It's people. Greep, oop, ack, I love you. No,
I've got a good little thing I downloaded off the internet. It's about the evils of D&D.
And oh, it baby.
It's a little bit long, so if people can wait it out. It's really funny. Shows an example of...
D&D, our culture, our kind of people. Dungeons and Dragons is the reason why Ronan Medic, who is actually my oldest friend, next to Kirkbert I've known forever, but this is the reason why Kirkbert...
Max older.
Pardon me? Max older. Max older friend. I don't get a chance to hang with Kirkbert much. Is he still in the room? He's probably listening. Well, whatever. But I don't get a chance to hang with him much for a variety of reasons. But the reason is that... And Kirkbert used to party with me and fucking Ronan. And Ronan Sariad, and this is how I know everybody is through the dice, man. It's all through the game. And Dungeons and Dragons was the way to go, okay? And it was fucking.
Because we're all geeks here.
Dungeons and Dragons was the shit. And back in the 80s, they were burning books and saying all kinds of shit about it. And
that's the total evil. I'm actually really into this because I
love it when they say, because this is like the beginning of role playing, where you hear about fucking role playing. Yeah, and that's how we know Prophet Scribe. So, yes. When we all get arrested, it was the D&D. It was. All right, play it.
Dungeons and Dragons. Satan's game. Your children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult. And a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Alewives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew? In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew? Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room?
I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile. Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa!
That's me, right? He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast magic missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah. I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to kill them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
Meow Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking 6-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
you know what?
That.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now!
I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need is we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cult, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Hello, we're back, and this is the end of the show. Welcome, Capone X.
Capone X has just made it. Hang on here. Gargoyle Capone, you got fucking canned.
Canned?
Am I reading this? Oh, just off for the day. Oh, okay. So you didn't get fucking fired. I'm like, holy shit. Who fucking fired you? We'll sort that shit out. Those motherfuckers aren't going to be able to use a toaster.
I'll get it up on the FTP site eventually. Actually, I have a bit of news before we go. I completed the first What the Hell compilation CD. The first one for year 2000.
Yes.
And I'll be working backwards and forwards from there. So it's the first six shows of year 2000. And
cool.
As soon as I get it all together, I'll put some more details up on how you can get it.
Absolutely.
And so you can listen to it in your own time. Six shows. What? 12 hours of it.
Absolutely. It's going to be fucking deadly.
It has the IRC logs along with it.
Everything.
And the Gross Hospital story separated out so you can hear them separately. And the pictures of the people from the show.
Absolutely.
That show. So it's got everything.
Hope you're not expecting much. But that's where it is. Also, I have a... Yeah, sorry about your fire. Yeah, absolutely. Send that in on email, man. We'll fucking read it on air. The point is that Capone, actually didn't hear me earlier. I love the gargoyle intro you did.
Oh, beautiful.
It's fucking sexy. If you could do some sound bites, or actually Smokehouse, you're a fucking engineer. He's totally into that.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody, fucking anybody, but Smokehouse or whatever.
Anybody could do anything, right?
You could just, but I would like to get my hands on some sound bites so that people can actually, like, maybe if we made a cult ICQ sound file, that would kick ass.
Ah, Gargoyle Online.
Gargoyle Online. You know, cult member online. That kind of
cult
shit.
Cult member online. Yeah, that's perfect. That's
if you go and actually you hit the ICQ site, because we got ICQ listed for everyone in the roster.
Yep,
if
that's
you,
right.
If you go to the ICQ site, you can post it. People can download it. Yeah, and that'd be cool. So if people are looking for homework, I got people asking me, well, what do you need? What do you need? That's something we could do is we need some sound files. We need some shit going on. I heard that Clan Gargoyle, you know, thing happening tonight. I thought that kicked ass. And I thought it was very fucking cool.
The gargoyles are watching.
And Gross Hospital Stories was at the beginning of the show. Because Daxter wasn't there. Sorry, dude.
But we did have it.
We did have it.
Unlike last week, but...
But there you go. There you go. But he'll be back next week for sure.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He gave us a solemn promise.
A solemn DAC promise.
He'll never miss it ever again.
As he phoned it in.
As he phoned it in. I'm sick. I can't come into this.
He wasn't sick.
He's done that before.
That was
one show. He was so sick. He's like, guys, I'm just sick. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. It'd be sweet.
He was so sick he could sit there half the night watching TV.
So in any case, we're going to go around the room and say goodbye.
On the IRC.
Starting with the IRC, we have goodbye from Caffeine High, Captain Pike, Ilian Gonzalez, Emperor Chang, Flesh Stripper Rooster, Flesh Stripper Fourier, Gargoyle Capone X, Gargoyle Josh K, Gargoyle Mr. Echo, Hungan Inky, Hungan Midget. What?
Stuck around.
He's stuck around. He's the man. Kendra, Nomad Buck X, Nomad Smokehouse, Prophet Fork, said his name right, Prophet Rancid Girl, Prophet Scribe, and Prophet Zero Store, and 316, he's been around forever. All right, boys.
Thanks for listening.
Girls.
And we'll go around the room here. This is Sumerian. Thanks for listening in.
And this is Sean Kay saying, fucking be careful and watch your back.
Rolling a minute, wishing you all good luck out there.
And 200% sexy projectile vomit man coming at you.
That's all you get.
That's all you get for this
one. One small fur ball.
And a special shout out goes to Gloom Bunny, who gave me some email.
Really?
Yeah, she sent me an email.
Very cool.
So she's listening. Gloom Bunny, we don't know really why we like her. I guess it's because she attacked her phone company with a shotgun.
Oh, I think that clinched it, I think. She's in for life.
And not only that, because I went and I fucking, first time I was there, I slammed her so bad.
Oh, and she stuck around
and
went,
She thought it was funny. And I was like, this is the ugliest bitch I've ever seen in my life, man. She's somebody lit her on fire, put it out with a boat and chain. You know,
and you can go see new pictures of her on
Radio and she sent me naked pictures of herself. And I'm like, wow. You know, like, I don't know if she's a vampire or if she's a fucking Cenobite. We have nobody in Clan Cenobite.
Wow.
Nobody.
Wow. That needs filling.
Yeah, we do. We need some sex fiends and drug addicts.
I think Gloom Bunny might fit in there.
What's that?
I'm not sure.
Who?
Gloom Bunny.
Oh, Gloom Bunny might be Cenobite. Yeah, crazy motherfuckers who don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're after.
To the extreme with everything.
Oh, yeah, totally. Ah! You know, juicer, like D. Snyder from Cat Mowdy. But, yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, heavy fucking tattooed people. All right, gang. So we will check you on the flip side. Everybody take care.
You know, 6 days, 22 hours.
You know the rant. You know the stuff.
All that good stuff. And we're out of here. Till next week, tell your enemies. Tell your friends if you hated it. Tell your enemies, because they might like it. And tell your friends.
Kill pedophile.
That's right.
Absolutely.
For Sean.
Free Sean Kennedy.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.